Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Hello, you're in the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Did any of you guys see that the Quentin Tarantino film yet?
Yes, I did.
The Kill Bill?
Yes, I did.
Kill Bill?
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill. I thought that movie stunk. And I just wish Quentin Tarantino would just take his 16 minutes of fame and just go away. Quentin Tarantino, go away.
Calm yourself, sir.
Yes.
So what do you think of the movie?
I love Uma Thurman. No matter what she does, she's always good. But, I mean, as far as seeing Kill Bill is concerned, I'd rather watch Don Geronimo on a radiator and watch the
stop now. Stop. You can't say
but can I say
no, you can't say that either. What's wrong with you?
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hi, Donna Mike. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, no.
Here they are dressed in their
pilgrim outfits already. God, scrape that. Those are not pilgrim outfits.
Oh, my God.
And that's not a turkey.
No.
On a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. Yeah. A man of hate.
Hi.
With a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Bob, beware!
Tastes like chicken.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Casual Alan Linewald.
Ew.
And all the ships at sea, they are all back. Don Geronimo and Mike Almara.
Yeah.
Okay, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Calm down, Rob.
Rob's wound up.
Yeah.
It's Friday. And hi, everybody. It's the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode on this Friday. November 14th.
Right.
And you can call us from anywhere in America, in the United States of America, 877-365-3636. And don't give out that number a lot. It's unlisted. In Canada, hello. Hello. Where the 877 don't work, you got to call 800-636-1067. And welcome. From there. And from here, Washington, D.C., where we do the show on WJFK, number 202-432-1067.
Hi, Donna. Mike Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Harry.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up. Did you wash your ass today?
Well, someone call for a doctor?
Well,
I 24 hours from now. We'll be in Miami with Rob. We'll talk about that in a second. I
did you guys get double or king?
Sleeper sofa.
Sleeper sofa. The hotel was booked up with football players.
Wild card. Sleeper sofa. Okay, first thing. And I hate to keep railing on this guy, but it's the guy at GNC.
Oh.
That I go in today to get the gigantic rip-off box size of those powdered...
You're late.
GNC, excuse me? Oh, I know, with the card, the gold card.
Yeah, yes, the week.
I know. I get, you know, to get the powder stuff for these nutritional shakes. So mm-hmm. I go in all the time, but I've had a million fights with this guy, and now I think I've just got it down to the point where I walk in, I get it, and we just move on.
Good.
I go in today, the GNC, I go back, I know, as soon as I get in, it's the same old guy, as soon as I go through the door and I hear that electronic bing to let him know that someone's in the store, I hear from all the way across the store at his little cubicle, "Can I help you?" I said, "No, I know what I need. Thank you." Kept going. Go and get this gigantic box of vanilla. I like the vanilla.
Me too. You don't like chocolate.
Well, I like chocolate.
But you prefer the vanilla.
I like strawberry, but I like vanilla. And they have a box where you get 42 of these little servings, all vanilla.
You drink them every day.
Do it. Three of them a day. So I come up and I put the box there, and the guy looks at me, and I realize he doesn't realize he's had these fights with me before.
Oh, no.
Because he says, "You realize this is all vanilla?"
Oh, no.
I swear to Christ. And I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "You know, if you get the variety box, you get one-third chocolate, one-third strawberry."
He's a bored man.
"And one-third vanilla."
I think he hates his job.
And at this point, I think he really, and I'm still not sure, but I think he really doesn't remember our skirmishes that we have virtually every month.
Seems not.
So I said to him, thinking that he's busted my balls, I say to the guy, I said, "Oh, come on, we go through this all the time. This is actually kind of funny."
And he doesn't remember you.
And he said, "I don't know what's funny and what's not funny. Would you like to sign up for a gold card?"
Oh, no.
That's not funny.
And I we have my wallet out, and I said, "I've already got one, and I know that it's only good the first week of the month." He said, "Yeah, you could have gotten 10% off if you had gotten this from November 1st through November 7th. I said, "Yeah, right." And then everything's just progressing along, and then as the thing is spitting out my
receipt
to sign, the
right
thing, as he lays it down in front of me, he says, "Before you sign, you know that's all vanilla." And
wow.
It was at that point, I don't know if I'm going to be allowed to go in that GNC anymore. But the good thing is that the guy, you know, I could have put a shotgun and blown a hole through his head, and I imagine he would be like the Terminator that I'd come in the next time, and you know, it would just the thing where it just,
you know, it's all vanilla.
The more the head would just morph, and the guy would still be there.
Would you like to buy a gold card?
Because I semi went off on him.
Yeah,
I semi went off on him. I said, "I make a conscious choice to buy the products that you sell at this GNC."
At this particular chain location.
At this GNC, I said, if there was another one of these chains that was a bit closer to my home, I wouldn't be here. I said, "Do you know that sometimes I ration this stuff out, these protein shakes, I ration them out. I buy them in large quantities, like this big box, so I don't have to come here all the time." I said, "Sometimes, if I'm away from home, like in Ocean City, I'll go to the GNC there. I'll buy three, maybe four of these big, gigantic boxes. They cost like $100 these boxes.
Yeah.
I'll buy four of them sometimes just so I don't have to come in here and discuss this with you." And then the guy looks at me with a straight face and says, "What are you getting all agitated for?"
Oh, man.
And I said to him, I'm really not agitated. I just want to come in and buy the product." And then he said, "Well, for me, it's all about service. I don't know about you, but I appreciate service." I said, "You know what I appreciate? I appreciate when I walk in a place, if I know what I want, that I walk up, I pick it up off the shelf, I bring it over, I pay, and then I walk out." And then the guy says to me, "Well, where's the humanity in that?"
Oh, God. He has issues.
I swear.
He's just not giving it up.
And I said to him, "I don't want humanity in a GNC. He said, "Well, humanity's everywhere." I said, "No, I don't think there's humanity right now in this GNC."
I should be a preacher.
He said, "There is." And as this,
I think there's inhumanity in this GNC.
As this happened, it was a and right away he tuned out at the thing because someone walked through the door and he got right off me and he just went,
"Somebody else you could prey upon.
Hi, may I help you?" And just like that, I mean, everything that I'm telling you is absolutely 100% verbatim, word for word.
And he was gone?
The whole thing about, you know, taking it to a higher level, and come on, it's a cosmic, all that's going, and he was just walking over saying, just walked to this lady saying, you know, that zinc, you know, that you might want some whatever, and he just was in his own world with her.
He loves it. Does he strike you as the franchisee? Is he the owner?
Yeah, he had to be.
Probably.
I thought about looting the place before I left.
Like filling your pockets with some stack or two or something?
No.
Turn over some furniture?
The cash register.
Taking some ephedra?
I thought, wouldn't it be...
Reaching in and taking 20s out by the fistful?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny because he's so out of it?
Yeah.
The guy's really...
Stuffing his hard-earned cash.
The guy has used the word humanity. I'm buying a powdered shake mix.
You get the impression if you grabbed a handful of 20s, you would have said, you know, there's hundreds and 50s underneath the tray.
I don't know.
You sure you just want to take 20s?
It was word to his mother, okay? So how you doing, GNC guy?
Well, you know,
Not a clue.
He takes it to the extreme, but I think we've always talked about that particular retail location.
Yeah.
Very frustrating when they're, you know, just let people buy. Why? And what is the 7 days of the first 5 days of the month? Why?
Or the seven?
Why do we have to buy our stuff then? Okay.
Because that's how they get you.
I don't understand how they get you. I really don't understand that.
That's how they get you.
Is that how they get you?
That's how they get you.
Well, it's very, very frustrating.
That they tell you that you're going to get this gold card, and you get 10% off your purchase immediately. Mm-hmm. And then when you get home and you read the small print, it's like that Denny's thing with Canada. That you got to answer a math problem before you win your prize.
And it's necessity purchasing. So their whole gold card thing really is a scam. Because they know people are going to buy... When do you buy vitamins? You buy vitamins when you run out.
Right.
That's when you buy them.
Right. When they all get all... Or if, maybe not if they run out, but when they get all stuck together. Yeah. And they get that big... Have you ever had any of those... Buzz, why are you looking at me like this?
My vitamins have never stuck together.
I never have that problem.
You never had the kind that they come in like...
gel caps?
Yeah.
Vitamin E?
Spongy.
That's something like that.
I take a big fat vitamin E every day.
Some kind of complex vitamin like that, but... when you go through the cupboard and you look at the back and there's like a jar of something from 2 years ago and then you go back and they're all just stuck together in one big gigantic ball.
Yeah, they're poisonous when that happens.
No, put them in the fridge.
Put them in the fridge.
Yeah, put them in the fridge.
Put them in the fridge. I just chopped them up into pieces, gave them out at Halloween.
Put them in the fridge?
Store in a cool, dry place.
Really?
Doesn't get cooler or drier than that.
How about my wife's heart?
Oh, dear. Do you take vitamins every day?
Yeah, you bet your ass.
What do you take?
I have no idea.
You don't even know the vitamins
I
you
don't
take.
Even know.
Buzz, do you know the vitamins you take?
I do. I'd say it's a laundry list. It's a long list of stuff.
How many vitamins do you take every day?
Eight.
You take eight?
Eight.
Really?
I probably take eight in the morning, eight in the evening.
I take four in the morning and four at
night. The whole reason I brought the whole purpose of me bringing that up was that I thought I was going to have you guys beaten on that.
No.
You know, one, two, no. Three,
no.
Four. I take five.
Know. It's something that, I don't know, my wife signed me up for this thing. It's actually a good deal.
Custom-made vitamins, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. You they ask, you know, are you fat? You know, all of my qualifications, are you fat?
Yeah.
Are you lazy? Are you unmotivated? Do you hate yourself? Do you hate your life? And then you go through all of that, and then... They send you a box that has your 30-day supply of vitamins that are attuned for you. The guy.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's brilliant.
Sounds like they're a sponsor.
Yeah. No, they're not. They're not a sponsor.
So and they just send them to you through the mail?
Yeah, they FedEx them to you once a month.
And you take eight.
I take four every morning and four at night. I only take them because they come in these little prepackaged jobbers that have my name printed on them.
See, I mix up my own cocktail.
Not me. Not me.
B12, although, vitamin E, multivitamin, ester C.
I take ester roll. I don't know about you.
Why do they call it ester C? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't get that old
name. It's named after the genital area of Stevie's beloved ester roll.
Why don't you give that a try?
Give it a try. Last night, you know, yesterday we did this, and incidentally, thank you for all of the telegrams about the first segment yesterday, the hilarity with the Beatles records that we had.
Fabulous sketch.
When in reality, last night, I got a funny call about 10:10 last night. Now, the official time that the radio stations across America were going to play this Beatles' Let It Be Naked album was 10 o'clock last night, East Coast time.
Prime time listening.
And, Rob was up listening to the local CBS station, Arrow, that was playing the record. At about 10:10, Rob calls me up and he says, "Are you listening to this,
Don?"
Yeah.
Rob.
You know, no, I'm not listening. Listening to what? 94.7. They're missing the entire right channel.
Oh, no.
So
I was really mad because...
Were you taping it?
Yeah, of course. They had it on the website. They said, you know, they're going to air this at 9.
Right.
So I turned it at 9, and they said, no, 10. I said, oh, God. And at this point, you know,
right.
I stayed with it, and I listened to their grand documentary, getting, you know, some sort of anticipation, really getting sucked in, being an idiot. And they started up with the song Get Back.
Right.
And it sounds exactly like it has for the last 33 years, except there's no lead guitar.
Like, do you remember when you were a kid?
Wow.
You remember and I'm listening, and it's, the lead guitar is almost there, but it's not there.
Do you remember when you were a kid, when you got your Beatles 8-track or even an album, and you would move the balance from left to right? You'd just hear the vocals on
one
side, and you'd hear the music on the other. So in essence, that's what Rob's hearing. So then this is what makes me laugh. First, it makes me laugh that he's mad about it. He's really mad. He says,
because I've invested time in this.
And then he says, and I called the board op.
I did, and this originally my thought was, I'm mad because this sucks, and then I thought, you know what?
I'm mad.
Synergy. I should help them out, because obviously no one's listening.
Right.
I asked Rob, did he identify himself as Rob Spiewak?
I'm Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show.
You
made me angry.
Now, did you call on an inside
line? I called on the request line, and I said, maybe I should identify myself, because... looking out for the station. This is a big deal. This is the last
time... That's Rob Spiewak playing the heavy.
Yeah, right.
Rob Spiewak!
But I know who I am. And I just called and I said, hey, do you realize that this is messed up? Is this in stereo because you're losing all your guitars? And this is the helpful response I got was, stereo coming out of here!
Oh, really?
I said, okay, thanks. And I hung up. And that's when I went from concern to anger.
You were angry at
me. I was.
Did you identify yourself?
I did not.
That's good.
Would you identify yourself?
Would you identify yourself, please?
Identify yourself?
I'm Age of Bill Smith.
So,
I think they fixed it about 5 songs in, but this was really...
Well, that sucks.
Their one chance to get something right.
That's infinity.
It really is. And that's what I said to you when
you're aware of the fact that you were the only one... Yeah, maybe there was another guy somewhere in some one of the suburbs.
So they're narrow casting, but at least keep the client happy.
Right.
You're funny. He was really mad last night.
What was your impression of Let It Be Naked?
He's outraged.
I thought that the up-tempo songs sounded cleaner, but no different, and that the other stuff sounds not as good.
Okay.
I think they sound... It sounds a little incomplete.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Listen how wound up he is.
He is.
My God.
I was mad.
Gary, it's almost 10 o'clock. The Let It Be Naked album's coming
out. Oh, Gary had abandoned me long before.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, no right channel.
This is not acceptable.
Request line 94.7. Hello.
Hello. Board op, this is Rob Bay. You might know me. I'm somewhat of a famous radio personality. I can't get right channel.
Number one stereo here.
All right, then. I'll be calling your superiors.
Bye, then.
I'm calling Don and Mike. They will make fun of you.
Bye, then. So anyway, that's that. Oh, and Rob, we're going to need the fanfare here, a spotlight on one of our radio markets, because we're a regional coast-to-coast show.
We are.
And right now, you know, it's all about Iowa, Mike.
Is it now?
Not in Des Moines this time, though. Spotlight on Iowa City, Iowa.
Haven't we been on in Iowa City?
Yes, we have, but they've done something that warrants a spotlight. Dynamite Show Spotlight. Now, in this market, I received a thing here from an email from the guy that runs the station. In this market, Iowa City, there's two stations that are already playing Christmas music.
Okay.
So even in a small market like Iowa City, you've already got two dumb radio stations that are already playing all Christmas music. However, our station, KCJJ in Iowa City, Iowa, which can be heard at night and early morning along the entire East Coast, is airing a Dennis Murphy Christmas song every hour, beginning on Thanksgiving Day. Dennis Murphy's Christmas CD has been ignored by radio stations in the nation, and it's not right.
That's correct.
Says Steve Bridges.
They love Dennis Murphy in Iowa.
Dennis Murphy's also hosting a special Christmas show on December 22nd from his condo in D.C.
Oh, my God, they're running the lines.
And it'll be called
culminated? It'll
That's
culminate.
It. Yeah, it'll end with a $2,500 fireworks show being set off at 5:50 a.m. with KCJJ's annual Christmas fireworks display.
And Dennis is doing the show from his bedroom?
That's what it says.
Wow.
Cool.
That's what it says.
Dennis Murphy has parlayed his association with this show into a starring role on an Iowa station.
And if you remember, back in the day when we were on in Sioux City, Iowa, that's when they had him come out to be the guy to throw out the baseball at the minor league baseball team.
Didn't he go to a rodeo at some point when he was talking to the bull?
A rodeo clown.
He was a rodeo clown.
Does KCJJ offer dental?
You want those teeth pulled, don't you?
I do not know. Dennis
Make a lovely bracelet.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, as I mentioned, 24 hours. The plane will touch down 24 hours from now, right?
Oh, wow.
Something like that?
Oh,
yeah.
Somewhere. We'll be in Miami tomorrow. Rob and I, we're going with the Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. And the president of the team, Dave Modell, called earlier today and passed along his best wishes and made sure that...
That is pretty cool. I mean, that's very thoughtful of him to do that.
That we'd be taken care of. And we're pretty excited to be going, flying down on the team plane and staying at the team hotel and then going to the game with the team and leaving with the team. And, you know, I just hope that the Ravens win. So
right.
It's a nice flight on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a bit of a CF when it comes to actually getting on the plane with the team, though. They sent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, a 9-page list of do's and don'ts.
Wow. The rules.
There's the transportation issue. There's flight check-in and luggage. That's fine. Hotel. That's fine. Here's the first, and it won't be a stumbling block. I don't want to say stumbling block.
Right.
But the very first thing that caught my eye, attire. Because you are part of the Baltimore Ravens team, we ask that guests adhere to business casual attire while traveling on the team charter, outboard, outbound, and return, meaning down to Miami and back.
So you got
to
wear nice duds.
And now, here's the deal. I had my traditional flying suit ready, which, as you know, it's a tank top.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
very tight shorts.
And jean cutoffs.
Jean cutoffs.
A pair of Levi's that are frayed.
Almost down to the anal cleft.
Yeah. And sandals.
Right.
This is what I wear. That's what I wear.
And, you know, I think you've worn that for years. I know the same cutoffs for years.
Yeah. Well, imagine my surprise.
It's never been a problem.
Imagine my surprise when I'm reading this from the Baltimore Ravens, and it says, while traveling on the team charter, business casual attire is categorized as button-down collared shirts, collared golf shirts, sweaters, dress pants, khakis, long pants only, or sports coats. A tie is not required. And this is what killed me, though. Know the following types of clothing which are not permitted on a team flight. T-shirts or tank tops.
Well, you're out then. You can't do that.
Shorts or cutoffs.
Right.
Jeans. Men's sandals or flip-flops.
What the hell are you going to do? That's what you travel in.
I might as well go naked.
And the tank top you wear is the kind that goes all the way down to your belt line?
Yeah, it is.
You know, it has that long thing. It's not the...
Well, you know, Mike, I'm still fat, but I've lost a lot of weight. So, frankly, what I like wearing now is the belly shirt, the thing that...
Yeah, the belly shirt that comes up above the navel.
That just goes right below my breast.
Well, you can get a regular dress shirt and then tie it off above the navel.
Mike, although this is an exciting and unique experience for you as our guest, please keep in mind that road games are considered business trips by the players and coaches. Gee, duh. Thank you. It's imperative that players and coaches have every opportunity to stay focused on the game.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, no autographs or photographs of the players or coaches are permitted.
Yeah. Right. We were talking about that in the office. Remember what we were talking about up in the office? I think that last paragraph indicates the situation you're going to be in there. I think they're going to be, yeah.
Yeah, see, we were wondering up in the office if because we were coming on the plane, if we were going to be, you know, the jesters. If you know,
it was just going to be you guys and the team.
Yeah, and I think that maybe is going to be the way that it's going to be. We were wondering, actually, if there are going to be other clients.
That's what that tells me, that last paragraph. It sounds to me like you will be perhaps in the middle of many.
And I did send you a reply where you would prefer the Ravens don't ask for your autograph.
Yeah, right. Let me see. No last-minute substitutions allowed. No problem. On game day, the stuff of security at the stadium. Now, here you go. On the road with the Ravens. Itinerary.
Baltimore Ravens versus Miami Dolphins.
Are you a little excited about this?
Yeah,
this is pretty cool.
This is all pretty amazing to think that this is the guy who's,
right.
whose dad owns the team. He's the president of the team. And I don't know. I don't know how we ended up going. The guy said, we'd like to have you come to a game. And then look at this. He actually came through. So tomorrow we arrive at the location, and then we check in, and then a delicious menu is planned for the flight.
Very good.
I'm sure. It says, and then we arrive in Miami, and the private buses will meet the jet for transportation to the hotel.
Are you hoping you walk intermingled in the players so you can, like, pretend you're a big football guy?
See, but here's the thing, and I was thinking about this. I do have, although I like dressing like a slob,
mm-hmm.
I do have nice clothes.
Yes, you do.
And I can dress up nice if I have to.
Yes, you can. You're going to wear a tie?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Because, and here's why. Because it's, Mike, it's your fantasy, it's my fantasy, it's every guy's fantasy.
Right.
That you're walking off the team bus in the middle of all the football players, and maybe some schmuck down in Miami thinks you're one of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I got a good look at myself today. And I, before work, I got all dolled up.
Right.
I mean, I put on, you know.
You put on, did you do a test run for your outfit on a plane?
I put on, when I lost this, all this weight, I finally bought an Armani suit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
So for me, this is big time.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't make these for fat guys. So I put this thing on, and I'm looking pretty good, and then I realize I just look like the Joker. I'm thinking I don't want to be walking off the bus, you know, looking like I'm trying to dress
right.
like Michael Irvin on the Sunday NFL Countdown.
Sure.
That no matter what I do, it's going to be a total miss.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be happiest wearing jeans and a sweatshirt, but I can't wear jeans.
Right.
So I guess, you know, these are the problems that are occupying my mind right now.
I think you're going to have a good time. I think you're really going to have a fun time on that.
What to wear? Oh, no, it's going to be fantastic. Let me see. A VIP guest?
And remember, the recommendation I had for you and Rob are those matching Dumb and Dumber tuxedos.
Advanced check-in. Join us for cocktails tomorrow evening. We'll see if we can make that. Let me see. Then I guess we're on.
Just couldn't make it on time.
Then I guess we're on our own till like 11 o'clock on Sunday morning.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is the real fun time.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
They won't leave the room.
Well, yes, we will, Mike, because technically we get the rooms that have the door in between them. You know,
the adjoining
rooms.
Yeah, but that still accounts for on the other side where somebody will be calling and saying, I can't sleep for the giggling.
I call my wife and say, what room? And I'll go, well, 304 or 306.
Yeah, the adjoining door will be open and we'll be just walking back and forth.
I'm not really sure.
Uh-huh.
But then, man, does this just look like the best thing ever? You meet in the lobby, you go to the game, you get a purple wristband.
Good morning, Don. I ordered fresh squeezed orange juice.
Best of parts for the game.
Good morning.
And Rob, you're awakened by Rob's hot breath on your neck.
It's 25 minutes.
You know, you can't get rid of that mental image, kid.
I'll take it a step further.
Good morning.
No. I'm sleeping. You just roll over, and I just feel his hairy back.
Oh, God.
Because you know he's got one hell of a hairy back.
Did you want breakfast? I'll make you breakfast. I'll order you breakfast. Good morning. Your clothes are all neatly folded.
Are we going poolside?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, why not? We're only going to be down in Miami for like less than 24 hours.
Well, I know when the five of us were poolside that one time when, I don't know where we were.
Oh, the final four.
Nothing looks better than when we're all by a poolside.
New Orleans.
So it's just a great look. It's a look, really, that there's not a chick that can walk by us without wanting to stop.
That's right. Hey, but listen, and no offense, buddy.
None
taken. But with my pal?
Yeah.
I'm like Brad Pitt.
Oh, I understand.
I mean, and
why should he be offended? No, he shouldn't be offended at that.
he didn't be offended.
You'll still feel his hot breath on your neck.
Right.
Goddamn right. Hello there.
It'll actually be waking up in the morning. First, you open your eyes to the hot breath, and then you hear...
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, listen, with all the pampering the players get, they get a motorcade from the airport.
Oh,
the buses
cool. Oh,
now we're talking.
State troopers stopping all the traffic.
Yeah.
And then
yes.
This is the one time, Don, that you'll like to be hanging around the cops, I guess, right?
So it's actually a motorcade.
Hey, I get jokes.
they stop traffic. They then after the teams arrive, like when the Redskins, when they come to the FedEx Field.
Do they do that for all the teams in the NFL?
Yes. They suck up in the cops all the players.
How cool will that be? I mean, really, that'll. I mean, if it was me, that would be what I'd be looking forward to the most.
Well, it would have been you if you didn't.
No, but I'm just saying, if I was going, that's what I'd be doing.
You didn't have your kids this week.
I mean, you'd just be, you know, you'd look out at the motorcycle cops.
Yeah, I'm a player.
Hi there. How you doing? How you doing?
I ordered a croissant.
Hello there, Don Mike Show.
Hey, Rob is Don's Gelman.
So you don't hear an argument from me now, do
There's
you?
There's no argument. No. Why fight it?
No, you don't hear me.
Actually, you could wake up to the sound of, like, just gentle water splashing. You
know? No, actually, I'll be honest. No, here's what I wake up to, and when I travel with Rob, and it's nothing audio.
Right.
It's totally a visual. I'll have to give it to Mike. Here's what I get. Now, Mike, close your eyes as if you were sleeping.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I'm going to be Rob.
Right.
Now open your eyes, and this is what I get.
Yeah. Rob's got his head in his hands just staring at Don. Just like staring at Don like an F. Funicello.
I've been waiting for you to wake up.
Good morning. Yeah. I love watching you sleep.
You're beautiful when you sleep.
And, of course, it'll all be, it'll all climax on Sunday afternoon when we get to the stadium, mm-hmm. when I stand out front and I scream to everybody, I love this man!
And the pigeons on the field all take flight.
Right.
It'll be a special moment. I think you're going to have a fantastic time. Yeah. I'll be interested to know how the food is. I'd like to hear
great.
That's one thing this Modell guy said was bring your appetite.
Really?
That they feed well.
Oh, good.
So we'll find out. As far as I can tell, the only problem on this, who am I to complain? Because the Ravens have been so nice. The one thing that I did notice that was a bit of a red flag for me, I could see why it might be a problem for a player. Where's the part about no alcohol on the plane on the way down?
That would, even if I was going, that would have eliminated me from competition.
All right, now hold on a second. You, only one piece of luggage, speed up check-in, no golf clubs, no alcohol on the plane on the way down. Yeah. Now that has to be just for the players.
Nope.
I would think.
I bet it's for everybody.
Yeah, probably for everybody.
I wouldn't even be okay if the coach drank before the game. Oh, that's fine with me. He's not playing, and it's the day before the game. If he wants a Bloody Mary.
You know, in the era of Don Coryell, you know, there were a few martinis on that plane going down there.
Well, anyway, you know, the Ravens have been so nice. Who am I to to overextend the diplomacy that they've shown? It's wonderful, but would it be possible that
Don,
I could drink on the plane?
I've smuggled a flask on the plane.
Now, it does say in the rules in the itinerary, don't bring your own.
Yeah, well, no, you wouldn't want to do that. You guys don't want to get kicked off the plane.
No.
It says don't bring your own, and I don't want to break rules.
It's a commercial charter, too, so, I mean, they might very well have the alcohol.
I'm thinking about this, though, not that alcohol is running my life, but I'm thinking that the flight time is nearly 2 hours and 30 minutes. And,
that's tough.
You know, you're talking about an hour before that, where am I going to get a drink? I'm on a bus there, and then when you get to Miami, it's not like I can go right to the bar. So you're talking about maybe I might have to go 5 hours without a drink, and that's assuming that I don't have my eye opener like I do most mornings.
That's very difficult.
At 8:30 or 9.
That is very, very tough.
I don't have my mimosa.
I've made you a Bloody Mary. Good morning.
I've used my own blood.
I've used my own blood to add the red color to it. And I made you sausages.
But anyway, how great is that? And thank you to the Baltimore Ravens. And we'll give them nothing but rave reviews on Monday. And let's go Ravens.
Yeah. Do we have to go to the game? I want to stay in bed. I really do. Please.
If anybody could see the look that you gave me though, with Rob at the end of the bed, that's the one. It's just like
cherubic.
Listen, hold on a second. I see that the phones are loaded. Oh, you'll love this. All of these calls. Don and Rob in bed. Mm-hmm. Don and Rob rooming. We're not rooming.
It's not officially.
We have adjoining rooms, okay?
You don't even know if you have adjoining rooms.
No, we don't. Well,
You'll find out, though.
That will be taken care of immediately.
Right.
You arrive. I go, hi, listen, yes, one thing, I do need a smoking room because I enjoy these cigars. And I want to be in an adjoining room with that delicately handsome man standing over in the corner.
And then, of course, you'll both check in, and we'll see in a minute, and then Rob will just be pacing back and forth until he can't stand it, and then it'll be...
I couldn't wait.
I'm not ready for you. I'm not ready for you.
I guess a two-bedroom suite would be out of the question. Right.
Mike, all we really need is just a piece of the floor. Just a piece of the floor and one of those crusty DNA-covered blankets.
Oh. Where are those guys? They were supposed to be at the game an hour ago.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you, Ravens. Looks great. And let's go Ravens and beat Miami. Mm-hmm. And then how about this? This alcohol rule. If the Ravens do win, how about just everybody gets wasted on the plane back?
You think they have I bet they have some beers on the way back.
Everybody
I bet they do.
Gets wasted. And I want to do those keggers with my man, Ray Lewis.
Is there any other player? You've mentioned him. Is there any other player that you're looking forward to meeting?
On the Ravens?
Yeah.
Well, they have good players.
Right.
But Ray Lewis is he's a personality.
Yes, he's very well known.
Any dogs in the house?
What about the coach? Will you chat with the coach?
Coach Billick? I'd love to.
He would seem to be an interesting fellow.
Yeah. No, I think and I have very little in common. I'd love speaking with him. I would. What's his name? Jamal Lewis would be a great guy to talk to.
Maybe you can somehow, get your alcohol on the plane, and then halfway through the flight, an hour and 20 minutes into it, it's... Coach Billick.
Hello. Don and Mike. One call here. We got a break. Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering if the real reason you guys wanted to drink on the plane was because it might ease the pain of the anal that will be going on.
God. Cut right to it. Sometimes that's a Captain Obvious that made me laugh.
It doesn't hurt anymore.
All right,
Get right to the anal.
I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
The Don and Mike Show. What's up, Doc? How you doing? The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right, yeah. Still working for the weekend.
Nah, this is good, though.
Should have had it loaded today. Party till you puke. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
That's the weekend.
Happy Friday.
The weekend. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, you. When you were talking about that, you reminded me of that the movie John Candy, Steve Martin. Planes, Trains, Automobiles.
Yep. Yeah, right. Yep. Yep. Who could not think of that?
Those ain't pillows, right?
Where's your other hand between the pillows? Those are my pillows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was great. Later.
That was great. You. That was a terrific scene recreation.
Would you give me a jingle, though, Rob?
Yeah, sure. Because,
I love jingling into this working for the weekend. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm a DJ. I love being a DJ.
Yeah. I like to see this. Now you finally got what you wanted. I didn't see it coming.
Jengelberg Humperdinck.
Yes, things working for the weekend.
All right. Okay, stop that. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to let you know, Don, that if Rob's got his and his robes and candles around the bathtub, run.
Candles around the tub.
Who do you think buys the candles, sir?
I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, somehow...
Absolutely.
Rob has been unfairly labeled as the instigator when this is a mutual feeling.
That's true. He always packs the lighter.
I would say that... when I get my private time with Rob...
Right.
I like being the predator.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're the aggressor.
Yes, but...
The seductress.
But every once in a while, I say to Rob, how about a role reversal tonight?
No, not tonight.
Rob?
Okay. All right.
All right, let's go down to the bar and...
Pretend you don't know me.
All that dumb crap my wife used to say to me. Because she would read it like in Woman's Day magazine.
Right. When you go down to the bar area and you do your little sketch, you know, where it's like,
oh, I'm from Washington, too.
You know, and I've tried to tell my wife, well, Robbie.
You show up to the bar in an overcoat and a fake mustache.
Like, with nothing on underneath.
Well, something.
You know, at least my wife finally figured out to stop asking me about that. A couple of years ago, she just decided to stop.
She wanted the role playing.
Yeah, well, she read it in this magazine, and mm-hmm. she would say, like, you know, when we go out to dinner or when we go out to have drinks and see people or whatever we do, you know, wouldn't it be fun to pretend that we just met? And I said, and then what? And then it would be that I, you know, here's how I break it down, that you pretend that you just met her, so you have to be on good behavior. And
right.
And you're trying, you know, the bottom line is you're trying to get in her pants.
Right.
Well, listen, hello. That's why I put the ring on your finger 22 years ago.
So you could get that privilege at will.
Right. So if you want to go out and you want to socialize, you want to drink, I like to drink. You want to eat? I like to eat. But I don't want to pretend like...
So to speak.
I don't want to pretend like I don't know you.
Right.
Because yeah.
It's damn, hard to do.
I do know you, and I'll give my wife credit. She finally dropped it.
Yeah.
She said, okay. And another great thing that she's dropped, I don't even think I've brought on, up on the air recently, is that this whole murder mystery thing where you go out to dinner somewhere and you're involved like, you know, you're Mr. Mustard or something, Colonel Mustard.
Uh-huh.
It's yuck. I can't imagine.
Colonel Mustard in the parlor with the candlestick.
Right. I can't imagine. You're going out for dinner, but the whole time you have to pretend like you're Agatha Christie
mm-hmm.
who murdered somebody.
Right.
Jesus. Just give me my food or I'll murder somebody. Hello, Don and Mike.
We're sorry. Don and Rob aren't available right now. They're busy lathering up before the game. To leave a message, press 1.
That's good. Well done.
Okay, that's good.
That's the answering machine,
that's
man.
Good. Now, listen, are you there, guy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, they're okay. Hold on. Here's a prize for you. Oh, and I listen to this.
Goody.
Arnold. Hold on, though. I do think you're going to like it. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger's Pumping Iron DVD.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And, oh, Mike, this is great after the opening rap. A $25 GNC gift card.
Oh, how nice is that? Sir, can you say, for quality purposes, this phone call may be monitored?
For quality purposes, this phone call may be monitored.
DVD includes a digitally remastered full-length original movie.
Wow.
A new interview with Arnold, a look at his career, a never-before-seen outtakes.
It's funny.
Enjoy. Thank you.
Never-before-outtakes of the thing, the guy that sounds like the machine.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I wanted to call and let you guys know about Christopher Reeves. He's got a new breathing device that he had surgically implanted in his chest that he'll be showing off on TV this weekend at 8 o'clock.
Really? On what show will that be on?
I couldn't tell you. The part that caught me about it was the way that he said it, you know, like it was Christopher Reeves at the, you know, show and tell for...
Well, I've been curious about his new, as you said, breathing device.
Breathing. Yes.
Breathing. Breathing.
Right. Isn't that like Donna Summers?
Yeah. No, it's
George
a very,
Michaels.
It's a variation. No, it's...
Yeah. It's Christopher Reeve.
Breathing, I would think, is closer to Ambulance.
Yeah, I was thinking more of
or Library.
Library. Yeah, and the way he said Reeves.
Yeah. I like Library. That's good.
Library.
Yeah, well, it, understandably, this is the gun fetish guy.
I know what you're talking
Maybe
about.
Maybe you could take Christopher Reeves to the library in the Ambulance.
See, but you were right also about the Reeves,
mm-hmm.
That it's like Donna Summers.
Yeah, it's Christopher Reeve.
Well, I think it's sad the way they've turned him into a freak show. I mean, I don't want to hear about Christopher Reeves. I mean, how screwed up is that?
Okay, Mike has just informed you. There's no S on the end of his name.
Oh, well, he's crippled. It's not that big of a deal to me.
Well,
you know, if he was still Superman, I would take the extra effort to get his name right. But since he's sitting in a wheelchair, who cares, right?
He was still Superman.
So if anything happens to you, we should just not care.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So do you think maybe you're bringing a little bad karma upon yourself by talking that way about Christopher Reeve and saying you don't care? Like maybe you have a drunken party during the summer and dive into the kiddie pool?
Not really.
Head first.
I mean, I'm comfortable saying, see Kyle, you Jewish bastards, but I'm not going to have a bunch of Jews and Nazis beat me up.
You know, I've
made fun of fat people my whole life, and I'm skinny.
I think we've found the mother of idiots here.
Yeah. We've got the Don and Mike caller of the week.
Yeah, right.
I think we need a little more time to explore this man. What part of the country are you calling us from?
What country? From the United States.
No, what part of the country?
I'm in Kansas.
Oh, God.
Buzz, you must be so proud.
Buzz wears this like a badge of shame.
I'm going to kill myself.
Hey, I can admit what a scuzz hole it is. I live here.
Well,
this doesn't make me ignorant.
If it's a scuzz hole, you've made it that way.
You sound like you got some issues, sir.
Oh, I've got many issues.
All right, what's your issue with the Jews?
With Jews?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just they take up a lot of ground in Israel and Germany. I don't know.
Well, that's
they're well thought out.
They're good fertilizer. I mean, the crops couldn't have been better during World War II, right?
Dude, not
funny.
Hey,
what's wrong with you? What the hell do you think you are?
Not funny.
Hey, I'm just telling it like it is.
Oh, like it is, huh?
That's like it is.
Like it is for idiot bigots.
That's all right.
All right.
That's why I live in Kansas.
This guy's got more karma issues than just crippled people.
Yes, I believe. I believe so.
What can I say?
The people that call up.
You've already said it.
Anybody else you hate, sir?
They knock me out.
Let's see. People I hate.
Blacks,
Rip
Hispanic?
Torn. Rip Torn.
You hate Rip Torn?
Hold on.
You know, the part about me it gets me is just like Megadeth, okay? You know, Megadeth has great sound and everything, but as soon as Dave Mustaine got off of heroin, it went to crap. Well, it's kind of like the same principle with Rip Torn. I don't know, he looks so manly, like he could just steal your wallet from you, and then he talks.
You mean Rip Torn, the guy that was on Larry Sanders, Artie, his producer?
Right. He looks like a worn-out mafia drug lord or something.
Who else do you have problems with?
Let me see here. While I'm at it.
I tell you what, I'll take another couple calls. I'll come back.
Yeah.
Why don't you gather your hateful thoughts together and we'll quiz you some more.
We'll come back. I'm not hanging up on
Think about women, blacks, Hispanics, Asian people.
No leading.
All right, I just want him to coach him. Just want him to consider.
How old are you for our database?
I'm 25.
25. Hold on just a second.
He'll never live to 30.
All right, I just like the little pool here, any hair or no hair? You had a hair or shaved head on the guy?
I'm going to guess long hair.
Long hair, Buzz?
Long hair.
I think he has hair.
I think he's got a close-cropped or shaved head.
I understand where you're coming from.
I would bet he's got some tattoos, though.
I bet he's got
at least three tats.
I'd be with you on that one.
And
hello,
a sheet.
Don and Mike.
Parted in the middle.
Sheet. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes,
Don
hi.
And Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I got a Doug Christie update.
All right, from Sacramento, go ahead.
His wife, she likes to collect purses. So they're going to start designing purses, and he's going to help her design purses.
Already had it on the show, my friend. Don't forget, if it's about the Christies, it's all about the Don and Mike show.
There you go.
Yeah, let me talk to that guy.
That guy?
Hello?
Yeah, no, hi, this is Don and Mike. Who is this?
Oh, it's Eli from Vegas, non-screen.
Yes, many of our calls.
Yeah.
Listen, people get used to this. Many of the calls on this show are not screened.
Do you have a desire to talk to the individual from Wichita?
Oh, I want to know the level of education from that dirtbag.
Kansas, we don't know he's from Wichita. He might be.
I'm sorry, but Buzz, sincerely apologize.
KFH covers a broad section of Kansas.
Yeah, I'm sorry, he's from Kansas.
I feel the same way. Is this him still?
Hello?
Is this the same guy?
Yeah, this is him.
Okay. Have you decided of any other groups or any other people in general that you hate?
Definitely. Uh-huh. Janine Garofalo. Hairy hippie chick. You know?
All right.
I mean, white. She's done everything else. She might as well...
All right, move on. Move on. Who else?
Bill O'Reilly. Right. I hate him.
Huh.
I hate him.
Move on.
I was surprised.
Move on.
The Bushwhackers from the WWF. Remember them?
Move on.
My immediate boss.
See, frankly, I'm looking for something as explosive as your original comment about
his original anti-Semitism was rather pointed.
Well, was the Jews?
With the Jews? Oh well, that's any foreigners—French, Dutch, you know, Koreans.
We're talking any foreigners.
You know,
any foreigners. They're all in the same class.
You don't find many Korean Jews, though.
Well. No, you don't. I work with Cambodians and Laos.
How do you feel about the Asians?
Oy vey.
Asians? Good food, terrible people, stinky, you know. Fish sauce, that's a comment right there needs to be made. Who eats fish sauce but Neanderthals?
Speaking of Neanderthals, an earlier caller asked your level of education.
I've graduated high school.
Did you really? Are you telling the truth?
Yeah, I'm telling the truth.
What year?
What year? 97.
And how many years did you spend in high school?
Just four.
Just
That's
four?
That's long enough.
And are you in Wichita or outside of Wichita?
I'm directly in the heart of hell.
Which is?
Wichita.
Wichita.
Sorry, Buzzy. Was yeah. He is from...
See you, good to
That's
check.
Right.
Do you fancy yourself an angry person?
Definitely. I have anger problems, many issues.
Have you been...
Very volatile.
Have you ever been institutionalized?
No. Not that I don't think it's needed, not needed.
Have you been treated by a mental professional?
No. No medications.
How many weapons do you own?
Just two.
Yeah, only two.
And then, I haven't had enough money to get my 50 caliber revolver yet.
Name the weapons of choice.
Weapons of choice?
Yeah.
Any blunt object.
No, but I mean, what kind of guns do you own?
Oh, just a 12 gauge and a 38.
Are they registered?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Here you go. We got a Jewish guy who wants to talk to him. Adam the Jew. Adam.
What's up, Dynamite?
Hey, Adam, you're on the air with this guy.
Good. I just want to say, a guy is definitely the biggest douchebag on the planet, and I know I don't need to expound any further, but I just want to let him know that...
He's here. You can talk to him.
He's right here. He's right
hey,
here.
Douchebag, just for the record, not all Jewish people are foreigners. I have to be American as many of my ancestors.
Wait a minute. The heat's hurting my ears. You're going to have to take this guy off.
Excuse me?
I don't talk to Hebes.
Hebes?
Yeah.
And what are ye, you redneck idiot?
You know, that is an excellent question. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and listen,
yeah, that's always a good question to
don't
ask.
Don't get me wrong. We kid everybody on the show. We make Jew jokes on the show. We make black jokes. We make white jokes. This guy from Wichita, unless I'm reading him wrong, he's not auditioning for Caroline's Comedy Club here.
No, this is the underbelly we're hearing.
We're getting a real itinerary.
A voting American.
So the agenda, where are you from, sir?
Where am I from?
Yeah, your ancestors.
Or my ethnicity.
Your ethnicity would be the
ethnicity,
word, yeah.
Whatever, I like the way he's you know, got it. I got a big old dip in my mouth, so it's hard to talk.
You got a big old dip. Okay, so you're chewing tobacco. Shocker.
Right.
That, that works.
All the stereotypes are being broken down today.
I'm primarily German.
Oh,
another
dear.
Shocker.
Well, all
shocker.
Right.
German.
The guy. Yeah. Adam, did you say shocker?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Jesus.
All right. Adam, listen, thank you for calling.
All right, thanks, Tom.
I'd give you a prize, but it's like I'd be patronizing just because you're Jewish.
Hey, you could do it. That's okay. I'm fine with that.
That's funny.
Money for you.
Oh, now back off.
Hold on. What did the guy in Kansas say?
He said more money for you.
Give money to the Jew.
Oh, dear.
Well, He won the Arnold Schwarzenegger pumping iron DVD and the $25 GNC gift card.
Arnold understands.
And that's you, guy from Wichita.
There you
All
go.
All right.
You
good.
Way to get another one in there, Adam.
Let me second that.
What is the guy from...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What did the guy from Kansas say? Did you say Arnold understands?
Yeah.
You know, that might be the only thing I've ever agreed with.
Yeah.
Give the Jew a Nazi.
What?
Give the Jew a Nazi to watch on DVD.
I wish I could use profane language on the radio. There's no words that can justify.
I tell you what, are you really mad enough, Adam?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Then I give you I hit the button. Go ahead.
Whoa! I mean,
that was good.
Hey, Adam, you took your opportunity and ran with it.
Thank
that was
you.
Good.
That was strong.
I take after you, yeah. Mike.
Highly educated.
That was strong. Well, you deserve it, sir. You know that.
Well,
thank you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you both for listening to the Dynamite Show.
Definitely.
Thank you. Hold on for your prize, please. And the other guy, just whatever.
You know, you never know, do you, when you're going to pick that phone up? You never know what's going to be on the other end.
No, you don't. But, Mike, I do think we might have a Yank It winner. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, I just wanted to say I have the winning ticket for today.
What's
All
that?
Right, read it to me, please.
The moronic xenophobe brings the calls in the first hour and brings the show to a screeching halt.
Winner!
We have a winner!
Yeah.
We have a winner. Let me ask, where are you calling from?
Washington, D.C.
All right, and fortunately for you, there's a Yankee on every corner.
Yes, there is. I frequent it often.
Go in with the winning ticket, and you're not going to believe this. You have won a year's supply of sour cream.
Oh, okay.
And the deal at Yankins, when we say your supply, it's not like we're saying we're going to give you 10 quarts of it.
Right.
You go in
every day. Can I get the sugar-coated polyps instead?
The polyps, you have to buy them with your own money, okay?
We're just giving you the year's supply of sour cream. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, goodbye.
You call me crazy, but really, you can dip the polyps in the sour cream, and they taste good. It's kind of like a cheesecake flavor.
Oh, no, it's that sugar and spice thing.
I like it. I mean, I really think I've always liked sweet and sour.
Now you get both.
Yeah, we've had quite a bit of sweet and sour this segment.
We sure have.
Xenophobe. Wow. That's great.
Good segment.
Very good.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You think your expulsion from England is a repudiation of rock and roll?
You know, y'all would have lost the war without us. You just think about that.
What do y'all think?
We've been beat up pretty bad because of this publicity. But Meyer and I love each other, and we mean to keep it that way.
Jerry, looking ahead, don't you think your popularity will be diminished at home?
Back home, they take a different view of this sort of a thing. I expect a great reception when I get back there. My fans will understand.
Do you have any final words for England?
Yeah. England can kiss my ass.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi, Arnold.
You've got to say I'm talking.
This is the wrong cut. Even I'm not this gay.
This show has undertones today.
Even I'm not this gay. You know.
Today?
Yes.
Hey!
Is that Leo Sayer?
Nobody wants to hear you make me feel like dancing.
God, what? Rob raised his hand.
What were we thinking? We'll listen to it tomorrow night, Rob.
Listen to it. You'll do more than that. You'll do what he wants.
Hold on, what did I want? Oh, I want I'm Your Boogeyman.
Oh, yes.
Now, that's a better one.
Yeah, that's a little more snappy.
Here we go.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. You're ready to believe.
Shut up, announcer. Maybe it's because you played Leo Sayer, but now this seems gay. In and of itself, it would be fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You need something.
You know.
That's George hetero. Burns.
All right. Hold on.
No, here we go.
All right. Enough with this. Let's just get on with the show here.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime.
Okay.
From anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Right.
They're ready to believe.
Is hetero enough for you?
Okay. Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Bow to their capricious whims. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
A Friday favor coming up here. We've got the Joe Show today, and Nancy's allegedly going to call in. Nancy James will be calling in. I want to mention that we're announcing this Monday, we're giving away a car.
A car?
Wow. A brand new car.
It's a new car.
Brand new car. We're giving it away before Christmas, so we will have the details on that on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Also, all next week, stay tuned for the hijinks, because the Infinity Broadcasting Managers meetings are happening in the Bahamas.
Yes, right. And we've chosen once again to F with them.
These are the same jerk faces, incidentally, who said to everybody in the company, we're just not making enough money.
Mm-hmm. No color copies.
Besides all of that stuff, they said only selected employees will be getting a 3% increase, and there are some people who got nothing. No annual salary increase, no cost of living, no nothing.
I know.
But yet these guys are down there on the company's dime. And I'm guessing it's just a week of effing and sucking down in the Bahamas.
I think you're absolutely right. And we will play with all of our managers by calling their rooms.
Hi, Joe. Here's Joe. He's going to be on later with the Joe. With the Joe Show.
I got my first paycheck today with my 3% increase.
Uh-huh. Congratulations. Yeah.
No. It was sad.
It was bad?
It was very sad.
Can you tell us this was the amount? Not counting the decimal for the cents, but was it at least three figures?
No.
No. Oh, no. No, it wasn't.
Well, in pennies.
Well, see, write it down, Joe, because I don't want to embarrass you into
yeah, I don't.
And to give it your awful salary, but why don't you just write down what the increase was?
What was the increase in your weekly paycheck?
This is a general.
Okay, Joe's writing a number
again.
Okay.
Per week.
Here we go. Joe Ardinger, and it is... That's awful.
Isn't that awful?
Jesus.
Are you kidding me?
It's after taxes, but I mean,
right.
You know,
I'm not going to blame it on the tax, man.
Jesus.
Wow.
You know, okay, you're never going to see me do this.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to see me do this.
Right.
Except I'm really going to feel like a big shot.
Okay.
What I'm going to do right now.
Right.
Oh, no, no, you don't have to. I'm going to pull out a $20 bill.
Okay.
And I'm going to nearly double Joe's raise.
Very good. Yes.
There you go, Joe. No, you are worth an extra $20 a paycheck, in my humble estimation.
Wow.
So come
well,
on.
Thank
in.
You, but I mean, I'm not here for charity.
I understand wanted to come in and make a statement.
Joe, it's
money
swear,
that you're worth.
I don't even want to get on my high horse.
Right.
It's money that you're worth,
about.
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Corporate America and everything.
Imagine
right.
It,
really.
Yeah.
You get your raise.
Thank you, Don. It'll go to good use.
And, Joe, take solace in the fact that we really will be screwing with them at the managers' meetings next week.
Well, good.
$12.
Wow.
You know,
$12. Jesus. How will he spend it?
You know, unless an island that falls into the sea next week, you won't be doing enough to make
it. I know. I wish we could do that, Rob.
Can you call a volcano out of the earth?
I wish we could, make a Dr. Evil style laser to blow the whole thing up.
So you give a guy a raise,
uh-huh.
And he gets his check, and he gets to take home $12.
12 extra dollars, and he's looking forward to his raise.
That's. Thanks. I'm sorry.
Not to pile on the same thing, but I had to double check that there was money added to mine when I got my 3% because it was in the same general neighborhood. I didn't even know.
Right.
This is a great
place. But they're down in the Bahamas.
They're in the Bahamas. They're having the good time. All right. Well,
it's the good life.
We'll do what we can. We'll do what we can to F up the mainstream.
Have a nice flight, Alan.
Well, okay, Rob. Down boy.
Rob is bitter.
Down boy. Time for, we could certainly spend the rest of this segment talking about this place and how
yes,
cheap they are. Let's move on to a Friday favorite. And frankly, I'll be honest with you. There's tension in this room right now, and I need a punching bag. Let's bring in the punching bag. You know me, I'm accepting of all people. Really, I mean, we're doing a show, but I accept everybody, except the one guy. Just such a pussy, such a pansy.
Hello.
Oh, this guy.
I don't understand why you seem to be filled with rage and hostility.
Hugh Grant.
How are you?
Hey, you got your new queer Christmas movie out now.
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
Love Actually. An ensemble cast that I really feel would be delightful.
The outfit you're wearing today.
I'm glad to describe it for you.
The short pants. Yeah, go ahead.
It's a regular business suit, which also has short pants that match with cuffs just above the knee. It's a navy blue knee socks with buckled shoes, hard shoes with buckles,
uh-huh.
And a lovely shiny belt. I thought you'd enjoy it. I don't understand why you're. Why do you always have to pick on me when I?
Why are you wearing the Easter bonnet?
It's not an Easter bonnet. It's navy blue, matching the suit, and it's also made of. It's kind of a lovely weave.
It looks like it has
very comfortable.
It looks like it has doilies coming out of it.
You are a very generous chap. Thank you. Thank you so much. Are you going to see Love, Actually?
Actually, no.
Oh, there you are. Then what possible reason could I have?
Let me guess the role you play.
I don't understand. I come by to promote these various films that I do, and, right. And as opposed to viewing them and enjoying the cinema, you basically berate me for the entire segment that I'm here, and I'm not understanding.
Let me guess. Do you play a sissy?
I've never played a sissy.
Do you play
always,
a sissy?
You always go down that. Now, when you go ho ho ho?
I'm sorry, I don't know what got into
I never have. I've played romantic comedies and I've played leads, romantic male leads.
Hold on. Somehow
insist that I'm a sissy boy.
You're breaking news. I have breaking news here.
Yes.
Rob, give me the breaking glass. I have breaking news.
I thought what you did with your coworker was extraordinarily. Extraordinarily generous that you gave him £3, 2 shillings, and 2 pence. And I thought I was moved almost to tears.
Breaking news now.
Yes.
That I think you're going to be interested in.
Very good. I like it.
There is a crazed gunman loose in this building.
Really?
There's a crazed gunman loose in this building.
Oh, no. But where are we going to go?
You're safe in here.
No, I'm not. If there's
you're
a crazed gunman, we should all flee.
This is...
We should flee.
Listen to this.
That's bulletproof glass. You're safe
I
in the storm.
I think we should give some sort of shelter or something.
You're in the shelter.
We should be in some sort of bunker.
Did you see him run by the window?
Yes, I did. It's terrifying.
Did
who
you
is
see him? I don't know.
No. Flee. We should flee. This is not safe in here.
Now, hold on. I can see.
May I lick this comically oversized lollipop?
And that you.
With my short pants.
You can't see him, but I can see him.
Oh, no, I can't see him.
Are you holding up a sign?
What's it say?
I hate Hugh Grant.
No, no. So what you're saying is he's on a mission to assassinate me.
Now he's gone.
That's not acceptable.
Now he's written down.
What is he writing down?
He better be on the floor by the time I write three. One. You don't.
He's down.
No, I'm on the floor. Tell him I'm on the floor. I don't wish to die.
He's on the
I don't
floor.
Wish to die. Please. Tell him I'm down on the floor and I'll do whatever he says. I'll submit to whatever sex act he wants to perform on me.
Wow.
You?
Don't laugh and say, why are you all standing?
Hugh?
You're going to die.
We're Hugh? Saying,
you're going to die.
Just to make sure of your terms?
Help me.
Your terms are?
I will do anything. I will submit to him sexually. Tell him that. Write it down.
Okay. Hey, Hugh. There is no breaking news.
I'm in the fetal position.
Hugh, there is no gunman
no
here
gunman.
In the station.
I don't believe you.
We're making it up.
I don't believe you. You told me a lie.
Yeah, I did.
You lied to me?
Yeah.
Why did you lie to me?
Because I knew you'd jump on the floor like a girl.
Well, I'm still afraid.
Well, don't be afraid.
I'm afraid to stand.
I'm telling you, there's nothing to be afraid of.
I'm very terrified of you now.
Come on, get your big lollipop and sit up.
You've done nothing but terrify me since I came into your studio.
If you sit up...
Why do you insist on terrifying me, Don?
If you sit up, we'll give you a brand new copy of that book you love, Eloise.
Oh, I love that.
You know the girl, a little girl who lives at the Plaza?
The Plaza Hotel.
Uh-huh.
Lovely Eloise.
Watch out, the gunman!
He's back.
You, I'm just having with you.
Back on the floor.
You're making me aerobic. Positively aerobic. I'm going to sit Indian style, and we're going to do the rest of the interview down here on the floor.
There's
just in case there's any gunfire, I can duck, and I will be not in the crossfire, the line of fire.
There are no gunmen here.
There is.
I'm just effing with you.
Help me.
No, let go.
Help me.
Just teasing.
I'm saddened.
He's holding
now
Ron's leg.
Let go, Ron.
I got some refuse on my lace bib. I soiled my knickers.
I'll bet.
I'm very scared now. I'm very nervous. Why are you torturing me like this? There is no gunman, is there, Don Geronimo?
No, there's not.
May I sit?
Yes, please have a seat.
Thank you.
Get in the chair. Sit down. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Dust off my short pants. I got them dusty.
Yeah.
Blue, navy blue, shows up dust very, very clearly. I want to talk about my movie.
Did you see that?
What? No, I'm not going to play your game again.
Oh, okay.
Please. You'd love me to hit the floor again. I don't intend to. I won't. You can't make me.
I can't?
Would you like the lollipop? Would you like a lick of the oversized comedic lollipop?
No, I wouldn't.
It's always so exhausting doing these interviews with you because you're really disrespectful. You're consummately disrespectful. Every time I come in here, you don't wish to talk about my cinema work. You don't wish to talk about anything in my personal
life. Do you have a penis?
Of course I have a penis. What's it? Why are you picking on me so cruelly?
What does it
You're
do?
You're so cruel.
What does it do?
I hope that Lady Hollingsworth left her killer hound at home. The last time I was here, that awful woman had that hound chasing me down the hallway.
Friendly
dog.
Sniffing
it. A lot of people at the station are bringing their dogs to work now.
Very, very,
very cool.
Very difficult. Why? I must ask you why. Why do you have canines here? What is the point? Why do people bring their canines?
They are attack dogs.
Do they soil the carpeting?
They're attack dogs.
Yeah.
They are no such thing. Now, there was a lovely, lovely pooch that I saw earlier. Now, why must you insist on not only treating me so totally cruelly?
I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be no dog coming in here to get you, so there's no reason to flip out.
There's not an attack hound?
But let me turn on the baby monitor that we have up in the office upstairs.
Oh.
And let's listen.
You have the baby?
Well, no, for the doggies.
All right.
We're going to turn the doggy monitor and listen to them now. Listen to this.
I don't know.
Sweet, sweet dog.
Sounds extremely dangerous.
No, they're friendly.
Are they confined? Are they under lock and key?
I believe so.
Oh, dear, we're all going to die.
No, we're not
going to
die.
You're going to make me get on the floor, but if I got on the floor, then it would be easier for the dog to grab my jugular.
No, I don't want jugular. I don't want you to get on the floor.
Is this is a speaker we're listening to. Yeah. The dog's not anywhere close by. Are they close by?
They're a floor up.
No, please, keep them away.
They're on the third floor.
I'm such a bad friend. Oh! You're frightening me again. Please, turn it off. I don't wish to listen to it anymore.
Okay. The latch usually holds.
I was wondering if there was any way that we could discuss my...
film, love, actually.
All right, let's talk about it. Sucks, actually.
This is unacceptable. You've done this to me. You're going to make me. You're going to pick and pick until you make me cry. I'm going to tell you that this time I've put my little foot down with my buckled shoe, and I am going to tell you that I have no intention of making myself upset. I'm going to will it out of my system. I'm going to say, Hugh Grant, you are simply not going to let this horrible, evil man treat you so shabbily.
You know what I'm going to go see this weekend, if I get a chance? I'm going to see me that Scary Movie 3.
Oh.
That's a good movie.
It's trite.
Now that,
why must you go see something like that?
If that one is sold out,
oh, dear me.
I'm going to
no
go see
story, Matrix, no acting.
The Matrix Revolution.
Oh,
there's another great one to see.
For God's sakes, it was created on a computer keyboard. Wouldn't you rather see skilled thespians practicing their craft and offering you something of quality and substance as opposed to these dribble films that the people, and I'm not talking, of course, about pornography, and I know my way around that, incidentally.
doesn't it seem uncomfortable?
Does what seem uncomfortable? Doing this interview? Yes.
Yeah. When you're in the scenes with these ladies,
yes,
and you're having to do these intense make-out
state of discomfort
love scenes with these women.
Very
and
difficult,
and
yes.
I know that many of them, although considered attractive, I know that you find them to be repulsive.
You think
your lovely co-stars.
I think I find them to be repulsive.
Yeah.
In what way repulsive? What do you mean?
These are just reports that I've heard about you on the set, that you dress like a schoolgirl.
I dress like a schoolboy.
Is it true that
this is an outfit you could see in any London private school?
The movie Notting Hill.
Yes.
With Julia Roberts.
Marvelous film.
There's a
very
scene,
critically acclaimed. It was something that you also berated me unmercifully when I was in it the last time.
She's standing on her front porch, and you kiss her. Now,
yes.
I read in Hollywood Variety that after you kissed Julia Roberts, you immediately threw up.
That is absolutely untrue, and it is in rumors that are propagated by you. I enjoyed the kissing.
Describe it, please. Describe the kiss.
I'd rather not.
Why?
It makes me uncomfortable.
Describe Julia Roberts. Why is she so lovely?
If you'd like the kiss described to you, I will attempt to accommodate you.
All right, Hugh Grant, heterosexual.
Uh-huh. Julia, as I called her on the set, came to that day. Of course, love scenes are very delicate and very sensitive, and of course you're surrounded by crew. Crew is constantly around you, so it's not really, there's no privacy of any kind. And so she approached me and said, oh, these are normally very difficult. I will help you through. So we had several takes where Julia, due to the largeness of her mouth,
new and improved Joker product,
engulfed my entire lower face. So at one point, my entire chin was actually inside of her mouth. It was very, very difficult.
Do you tongue these girls when you kiss them in the movies?
Good heavens, no. No tongue. No.
Why?
No, it's filthy. It's unsanitary. Those hounds that you played earlier would have better hygiene than the average human mouth. Are you aware of that? These are strangers. There is no romantic tie. We're actors. We are doing a scene, and it's very difficult because people are staring at you. So Julia proceeded to open her mouth agape. Present what appeared to be a rather reptilian tongue to me as I leaned in towards her. I then discovered rather disappointedly that she had an issue with, how would you say it in this country? It's halitosis.
Bad breath?
She had an issue with breath that seemed to be stemming from some sort of tooth issue that I found difficult. And I complained, and then, of course, she complained to the director about my odor and my taste. She said that the...
what did she say you tasted like?
She told the director that I tasted of cotton candy.
Oh.
And I don't understand why she wouldn't like that.
That's my cell phone. Will you excuse me for just a second?
He's got to take this.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello? I'm on the air. Hey! Wow, yeah, she beat the crap out of you, huh? He's here. Are you involved with him? Okay, hold on.
Who is it?
David Guest on line 3 for you.
Oh, wonderful. Hold on just a moment. Would you give me a moment, please?
Yeah.
Sure, whatever you need.
Take your time.
Yes, hello, David. It's Hugh. Yes, go. Oh, yes. Oh, I'd love to. That would be positively... she's dreadful. I'm aware of that. She's dreadful. Did she? Oh, I'm so sorry. And you couldn't fight back, could you? Was it difficult for you? I know. I'd love to. I'm doing the chit chat on this this abysmal program, and then I have a brief film premiere that I have to go to, and I was wondering if I could be in New York by probably midnight tonight.
Wow.
Yes, that would be. Oh, I would love to. That's wonderful.
Would love to.
No, I was planning on staying at a major hotel. Yes. Have the bruises healed? Yes. I was planning. Of course, I'd love to stay at your flat. That's wonderful. Wow. It's very good of you to offer. Well, wonderful. I'll bring those little cakes that you like. So that'll be lovely.
How did he get my number?
Thank you, David.
How did he get my number?
You're familiar with David Guest,
yeah.
From comedy and betrothed to Liz Minnelli.
Right.
And we've become fast friends. I met him in Manhattan, and he's been gracious enough to open his flat to me and let me stay for the weekend.
Wow.
May I ask a personal question?
You may, certainly. Nothing you could say to me now because I'm euphoric to see my fine friend, David Guest. But
how is he in the sack?
No, there's no need to take. Why must you hurt me like that? He's not. It's not. He's good.
Oh, he's good.
He's very good.
Good. Listen, Hugh.
Yes.
Aren't you cold wearing those shorts?
Actually, it's a bit chilly. Is there a way that you could turn up the thermos? Well, the whatchamajigget.
No, we run it nice and cold in here. You got to wear layers.
I should have worn my woolies.
Would you want like an Afghan quilt or anything?
I'd love one. Do you have something I could put over my knees? Just for the duration of this little silly game that you play. Oh, God, what?
I'm sorry.
I would love that.
Yeah.
If you have something hand-knitted.
Get you a blanket you can put on your knees.
That's wonderful. You have an Afghan for me?
I'll find you one.
And perhaps a pillow so I can pop myself up a little bit. I've got a little lower back stress.
Find one for you.
How about a one-piece zip-up pajamas?
I don't know if
that's
we have
what
that.
I sleep in.
One piece zip up?
Yes, in baby blue.
Baby blue.
They're lovely.
Well, that's your color.
What is that G on your sweater?
Stands for the Green Bay Packers.
And who would they be?
They're a football club, American football.
Oh, American football. Yeah.
American football.
Yes, they're lovely.
And?
It seems rather. No, it's, I was just wondering why the large G is on your sweater. It's a lovely pattern that is somewhat disrupted by the garish green and white letter that you put on the front of that. So rather, is that a Coogie?
What?
A Coogie sweater. It's lovely. It's got a lovely pattern to it.
A Coogie sweater?
Yeah. No, you look actually quite fashionable.
What is a Coogie sweater?
That's the brand name normally that produces those stuff. And you're much better dressed than that boy. That boy in back of you.
The boy.
My God,
me?
Who dressed him? He's a walking fashion abomination.
Well, now what's wrong? Rob is wearing like a rugby shirt today.
I thought he was some sort of police officer or something like that, or a fireman. I compete in a croquet league back home. I'm familiar with competitive sports. Have you played badminton? That's fun also.
We're going to take one call here because we have a champion now.
Could we go after ice cream?
I love a Jeopardy.
Phone
number is 877-365-3636.
Might I ring up David during the break again?
Yes, be my guest.
Oh, wonderful.
Ask him about it. Did you give him my phone number?
No, I told him where I would be, and they gave me a variety of your mates in the back told me where I could be reached. It was very easy. It's wonderful.
All right, well, listen, we need a caller now. Christ.
It's the cell phone again.
This can't be for me.
I certainly don't intend to disrupt your program.
Hello, Don.
Really apologize.
No disruption.
Yes, I'm on the air right now. Yes, he is.
Oh, it's for you again.
Yes. Which one are you, please?
Well, this is exciting.
Are you the one that got eaten by the tiger?
I'm not sure.
All right, hold on.
It's the other one, I think.
It's either Siegfried or Roy. I'm not sure. Which one is the one that got eaten? Is it Roy?
Roy got eaten.
So it's Siegfried.
Must be, yeah.
Oh, hello. The Gates.
Oh.
How are you, Siegfried? No, I'm on the East Coast. Yes, I'm planning a West Coast swing later in the week. Well, it's marvelous to hear. I must offer such deep and heartfelt condolences for your situation. It must be extraordinarily difficult.
Sure, you can help him
to lose one. I'm sorry you haven't lost one. Please don't cry. I understand. I'd love to see you. You're still in Las Vegas? Yes. I'll stop by on my way out. Yes, they're letting me use the jet. Well, that's wonderful. I'd love to come for next week's grooming, if that would be possible. May I pet them again? That's wonderful. I would love to play with the Tigers again. I know it's traumatic for you. Oh, you still have more? Oh, wonderful, Siegfried. It's so nice to talk to you. You take care now. Ta-ta for now.
That was my favorite lion tamer. He's really chin up. He's doing marvelously.
Good.
Such strength.
All right, we need a caller for Jeopardy. We need
I don't know where that strength comes from.
We need a blanket for Hugh Grant.
Mm. And a pillow.
And where are you touching your nipples, Hugh?
I'm just talking to Siegfried. He motivated me. Does my nipple play trouble you?
Only because you're wearing a schoolboy's outfit,
yes.
And you have that gigantic, almost looks like the ESP time travel thing, the big lollipop.
May I alleviate your fear by explaining to you that this hand is completely free and will be free-floating. I won't put it on anything else.
Good, thank you.
But I sometimes, to relieve the stress, I engage in personal nipple play.
Yes,
which is what I'm doing right now.
You and David Guest have a nipple rim?
Oh, yes. It's on a regular basis. We started once again right after the bruises healed.
Oh, the bruises from him, Liza.
She beat him senseless.
Listen, oh. Hugh Grant, as you can hear, he's a man's man.
Hugh Grant.
What did I say?
Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Americans are so funny with the language. It's Hugh Grant.
I like to think
just
of
like
him
I grant you a wish. Any wish you want.
This generation.
I wish you nipple play.
Burt Reynolds, the macho man of all macho men.
Burt Reynolds, yes, I'm familiar with his wife. I've met him.
Yeah, met him.
Yes, very, very crude.
Crude.
A bit of a bore.
Bit of a bore.
Yes, he was.
He likes the ladies, though, doesn't he?
Oh, I suppose, if that's the type of thing that you're into. Yes, I think he was quite the ladies' man. He seemed to be surrounded with some of them.
Some of them?
Yeah. It's
disturbing, actually.
Okay.
He's no David Guest.
He sure isn't.
Nipple play.
We need one caller for the game.
One caller to play a low-budget Jeopardy.
Right now with Hugh Grant.
Number one, like the one finger.
What is one finger?
What does one finger do?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like
to know? Right. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, which side of the bed do you want?
You're sleeping on the sofa, Mr. Powers. In fact, I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that the only reason we're sharing a room is to keep up the context that we're a married couple on vacation.
Right. Shall we shag now or shall we shag later? How do you like to do it? Do you like to wash up first? You know, top and tails, whores bar. Personally, before I'm on the job, I like to give my undercarriage a bit of a how's your father. I'm just joking, Vanessa. I'm just trying to get a rise out of you. That's all for giggles.
The Don and Mike Show.
National Treasures. Don and Mike.
Now, that's a funny British guy.
Yeah.
Although that's an American. Excuse me. Canadian guy.
Yeah. Pretending to be British.
Hold on, I got too many things. I got the rejoin music, and then I said Canada, so that's
off the alarm.
I said that off, and Hugh Grant is not even paying attention.
No, he's
turning it all down. Listen to this. He's on the telephone with somebody.
I rest assured, I know that I could get you a role, and I know it would be very good. It would be a very good stepping stone to something larger, but I think that
Hugh
would be absolutely fabulous.
Hey, Hugh!
Your singing is...
Hugh G-rection!
Just one moment, please. Your singing is marvelous.
Too busy
I think acting is a logical next step.
Hugh!
I must run.
Hugh! You waste of time. Nice. Hugh, you're on...
So nice talking with you.
You're on the air.
You take care now. Yes, I love you.
Oh, well, who was that?
Clay Aiken.
Wow. Okay.
I've said something amusing?
Yes. Very.
How long have you been going out with him?
Since he became popular.
What do you like best, his scarecrow hair?
I love his hair. I think it's so avant-garde, and I think it's just simply smashing in it. I really do, but I actually like putting him in a little sweater vest.
How do you get away with these movies where you're the romantic lead?
Yeah. I'm good at it. That's what you should understand. I'm good at it. You shouldn't pick on me. Be happy for me.
You're a sissy.
Love, actually, that is the film. Please go see it.
Wonderful
ensemble cast. Yes.
Flinch!
I think I've got a bloody nose.
Ducking?
Oh, dear, yes.
I'm 10 feet away from you.
You have tissue?
Flinch!
Oh, done it again. Now I'm dizzy. Please stop picking me. Why are you so cruel?
Do it to me. Try it to me one time.
Flinch!
Oh. Are you just kind of throwing your wrist out there?
Yeah, let's play macho games. Next thing you know, you're going to ask me to arm wrestle. And I won't do that.
Do you want to?
You remember the last time when you broke my arm?
I think we had a girl come in and arm wrestle you that day.
Tiny twig. The thinnest arm you'd ever see in your life.
Wonder if all right,
Hugh
about the
Grant, star of this new movie,
Love,
Suck Always.
So cruel, such cruelty. I'm going to cry.
Here's the game. Here's Hugh.
No.
And then
oh, here's Hugh Grant.
Here's the guy.
This is low budget Jeopardy, and now entering the studio is an engineering manager from Alexandria. Let's say hello to John Herring.
Hello, John.
Hello.
How you doing, dude?
Good.
And now entering the studio is an environmental consultant from Reno, Nevada. Let's please say, oh, let's say hi to Kevin Bottom.
Hello.
Kevin.
I'm sorry, I seem to have tripped on your name, Mr. Bottom.
Mr. Bottom being a returning Robot to Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
I'm a big hit at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
That's very exciting, and I'm quite fond of your last name, and I think there's no secret who Hugh will be rooting for. With no offense, of course, to Mr. Herring.
Well, this guy, Mr. Bottom, he's the returning champion, so we have to go with John first.
That's a very exciting, and of course I didn't introduce you.
Oh, go ahead.
Please bring in the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Don't screw with you and...
Yeah, right.
Tilly Tally, and let's press forward with the game, I suppose.
Love,
actually.
Here are the categories, guys. Your categories are Keanu Reeves facts. What are you doing, Hugh?
I'm spinning in the chair.
States and capitals.
He's a lovely chair.
Hugh Grant films.
Grant.
Others Like Frida.
Oh, very good. That's your wife.
Yes, right. She's a woman, I'm a man.
That's wonderful.
We live together. We have a child.
Are you happy?
Yeah, well, as happy as I can be, married for 22 years.
Oh, that's spectacular.
Are you happy?
Oh, extraordinarily so.
With who?
Many, many different people.
With David Guest?
Yes.
With
Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken.
Siegfried.
And for Siegfried.
Yeah. Siegfried.
He's wonderful. Like a father figure to me.
NFL, name the home team this weekend.
Oh, boo. Another football
there
team.
There you go. You got Keanu Reeves facts, states and capitals.
And that's that G on your shirt.
Hugh Grant films.
Did you sew that on your blouse yourself?
No, it came like this.
Oh.
Others Like Frida. And NFL.
What are you just licking?
My beverage.
Oh, name the home team this weekend.
Couldn't help but notice that. You have a very large tongue.
Yes, I do.
It's interesting. Have you ever asked him to show you?
No.
Ask him to show you his tongue.
No, you ask him.
Show us your tongue. Could you stick it out for us? Look at how large it is. Oh, my. It's magnificent.
All right, let's go to John here.
Very good. John? I seem to have made them uncomfortable.
The creep factor is just inched in.
Would you like to see mine?
No, not really.
Let's go with states and capital.
Is that as far out as it goes?
Oh, that was straining.
Okay, states and capitals. For one, it is the capital of the great state of Nebraska.
What is Lincoln?
Right, there you go, right.
You have $1, John, Mr. Herring. Proceed, please.
I'll take states and capitals for two.
Good choice. It is the capital of the great state of Texas.
What is Austin?
Right again.
$2 for you, Mr. Herring. Proceed.
Let's close category for three.
All right, it's the capital of the great state of Delaware.
What is Dover?
Dover, right, and I know...
You've run the table. That's
good friend of yours.
Yes.
Ben Dover.
Ben Dover, very good friend. Wonderful British actor. A lot of theater work in the Shakespeare Company. You've run that table, and now you must move on to another character. Oh,
cell phone again.
Oh, this is my cell phone, and you keep giving the number out.
Fascinating ring for your cell phone.
Hello? I'm on the air, whoever this is.
But it's for you.
Oh, I told them all that I would be here, and I'm making my weekend plans.
Yes, he is.
Of course, it's necessary to do that. You have to make weekend plans occasionally.
I'd love to.
Very, very excited.
You and Matthew are great. Hold on, please.
Matthew. Who's on the telly?
Nathan Lane.
Oh, excellent.
Oh.
May I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Could you allow me a moment?
Take it. You know, we got to play the game, but go ahead.
How is my favorite producer? How are you? Oh, I'd love to spend some time in your birdcage as soon as possible. You are magnificent and marvelous, and I know that I find you smashing and delightful, and I'd just like to eat you with a spoon. Of course, no, I'm staying at the guest flat, and I don't mean that. Yes, David Guest flat. Oh, I'm so sorry. Maybe both of us could attend. Together? That would be lovely. Yes. I'm on the air with Bottom.
Oh!
Kevin Bottom. Thank you, Nathan. You are delightful, delectable, and special. And I love you very much, and I will call you soon. Take care now. Ta-ta.
God damn.
He's going to be back in The Producers with Matthew Broderick. It's wonderful. I apologize for these constant interruptions. I'm so sorry.
What
very, very
the
sorry.
Next person is?
Do I could
yes,
take
hello.
It myself. I don't know what's this. Disturbing the show, the rhythm.
Don Geronimo, Don and Mike show. Who's calling, please?
I don't understand what's happening with that.
Hey!
Busy weekend.
I am a huge fan, I mean that. You are lovely. Man,
I wonder who that could be. It certainly wouldn't be for me if it's love. Oh, I know who it is.
You're lovely. Oh, wow. Can I just tell you?
Tell her I don't want to speak to her, please.
That even in that movie that you did with the guy who you did the other movie with, Richard Gere.
Oh, are you great? Boy.
Mmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, he is. Well, I know he's had a lot of calls today. He's been in a very friendly mood. Hold on, please. It is your co-star
yes.
from the movie About Suck. It is the lovely Laura Linney on the phone. Laura Linney. So let's see how you...
What does she want?
She called, like the other people, she called for you. You gave them the number.
Yes, I did. I'd rather not.
She's on hold. Pick
all
up.
Right.
We've heard you talk to all these other people.
Hello. Yes. Uh-huh. No. No. Yes. Of course. When? Yes, I will. I'll be in New York this evening.
Uh-huh.
No, I can't possibly do it at that time. No. Please. You'll have to call my publicist.
He's very good.
No, that's fine.
Listen how different this is.
Yeah, all yeah. different tone.
All right. I'm fine. Very good, then. How are you? Yes, I'm glad you are. Good. Okay. Bye. Bitch.
Wow.
Insufferable.
Lovely.
Where were we in the game?
Just henpecked. We were with Mr. Herring.
Yes.
Because Mr. Herring was going to move on to category two.
Yes. How about name the NFL home team for one?
All right. Who's the home team this weekend? Cincinnati Bengals, Kansas City Chiefs.
Who are the Cincinnati Bengals?
That's right.
You have another dollar. I would like to point out to each of our listening, or everyone, excuse me, our listening ones, that John Herring is playing a perfect game. He's the march is flawless right now.
He's winning love.
Yes. Herring is like a fish, and I don't like fish.
I know you don't.
All right, John, select again, please. You'll be playing a brilliant, brilliant game. Brilliant
Thank
match.
You. How about NFL home teams for two?
Tampa Bay versus Green Bay.
Who are Tampa Bay?
Buzzer got
you. Took too much time. You were slow, and you've let me down. All right, Kevin Bottom.
Who are the Green Bay Packers?
No. Negative. Game is in Tampa.
Opportunity lost, Mr. Bolton.
Sorry.
All right, John, you're still in control. Ring us up another one.
All right, NFL home teams for three.
New England Patriots, Dallas Cowboys.
Who are the New England Patriots?
$3 for you. John Herring, Mr. Herring, you're back in control, and time to walk on over to another category.
Let's go with your favorite category, Hugh Grant Films.
Thank you very much.
Hugh Grant Films.
Very, very sweet of you. Thank you, Mr. Wrong. Herring.
He plays a sissy.
Who... What is About a Boy?
About a Boy.
I'll take it.
Did you like About a Boy?
You know, it's funny, that's really... I mean, I would take anything, but that's what I had there. For two... He plays a sissy.
What is Bridget Jones' Diary?
Sure, we had, I had written down, we had that one with Julia Roberts.
$2 for you.
But that one with Renee Zellweger is just as good.
Bully, Mr. Herring. Move on, please.
All right, let's close it for three.
Hugh Grant Films for three. He plays a sissy.
What is Notting Hill?
Again, no, but we'll give it to you. We had that one with Sandra Bullock. But anyway, congratulations, you've run another category.
And John, you're still in control.
All right, let's go with Keanu Reeves facts.
All right, Keanu Reeves facts.
Why does he even make
films? He's popular, he's Mr. Matrix.
Why does he even make films?
His favorite type of M&Ms.
What is green?
No.
Kevin, your chance to steal.
What are peanut?
Right, $1. Not color type, he likes his... Hey, he's like you, he likes nuts.
Yes, it's wonderful, I think it's delightful that Mr. Bottom has gotten the nuts. All right, Kevin, select again, please.
Keanu Reeves for two, please.
Keanu Reeves, his favorite brand of peanut butter.
What is Skippy?
John, your chance to steal.
What is Jif?
Jif, now that's a good pull.
$2 for you. You're in control, Mr. Petting.
Let's go Keanu Reeves facts for three.
His favorite superhero.
Who is Superman?
Kevin Bottom, your chance to steal.
Who is Spider-Man?
No.
No, whoa. The Silver Surfer.
The Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer.
A comic book character here in the States.
Of course.
A comic book character here in the States.
Yeah, for a long time.
Wonderful. All right, John, you're in control.
All right, let's go to Others Like Frida for one.
Others Like Frida.
Hmm. Hmm.
She's married to Buzz.
Who is Frida?
Kevin, your chance to steal.
Yeah, so maybe someday in Buzz's fantasy life.
That's a case of cranial cramping. Your chance to steal, Mr. Bottom.
Who is Marcia?
Marcia, that's right. Buzz's wife's name, Marcia.
$1 for you. Select again, please.
Others Like Frida for two.
She's married to Charlie.
Who is Lisa?
Right, Lisa Broyhill, right.
Coming on strong, Mr. Kevin Bottom.
Thank you, Luke Hugh.
And here we go. For three, she's married to Robbie.
Who is Lori?
Lori.
Yeah. No, John, your chance to steal.
Who is Charlie Broyhill?
Oh, guys. No, her name is Carrie. We've mentioned it many times. Many times. Rob's applauding. And hold on.
Wonderful.
You know, this phone.
Wow. Everybody.
Hold on, excuse me. I think this call is for me.
Oh, really?
If you'll give me a second.
It's about time.
Because I got caller ID and I see.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's happening? You coming on today?
Did anyone score any points in the last round?
I'm on the air right now.
Yeah, three, I believe.
Was there three for Kevin?
Three correct answers, yes.
For Kevin.
Mm-hmm. He told you to call?
Kevin, you scored 3 points there.
So far?
Yes, sir.
Hold on, please.
No, you get the $3 question. I'm sorry, I'm trying to keep score. I've totally lost track.
Phone's for you.
Who is it now?
No, he didn't get the $3.
Jim question. Nance.
Jim Nance. Oh.
Jim Nance.
Hello, James. How is your football job? No, it's great. No, we're preparing the Love Actually, and you'll come. Yes, I met David Gaines. Hold on, they're all listening. Give me a moment. Let me pull the phone away, and we'll have just a private moment.
We'll be around the room.
They're listening to me right now, so we have to be very discreet. Yes, I'm staying at David Guest's flat on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and he sleeps early. He turns in usually approximately 11 p.m., which would free me up at 11:30 when he's sound asleep. And I could come over to your apartment. Your wife will be sound asleep. We could have each other. If you would like that. You are brilliant. You're so clever. I'm on the air with Bottom. Thank you, Jim. That's great. And you'll bring him?
Oh, no.
That would be wonderful.
Who's him?
Absolutely.
Now, is him a toy or is him a person?
This is. Goodbye, Jim Nance. I love you.
I have no idea.
What were you listening to? There's nothing. There's nothing
know,
to hear.
That's CB radio interference.
Didn't hear a thing.
He's bringing Marino.
You get the score there?
Yes, I believe that Kevin is with $4. That's how much he has right now, approximately $4. And John has $8. Have we finished playing this game?
Yes, we have. We're ready for
congratulations. That's the end of the first round.
Here we go. I don't know about your Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. And here's your category. As maybe you've heard, I'm walking on air. Really, I'm very happy. This weekend, the Baltimore Ravens are taking me and my best buddy Robbie down to Miami on the team plane to watch the Ravens beat the Dolphins.
Oh, what are your accommodations down there?
I think you'll like this. Adjoining rooms.
That's wonderful. It's the only way to travel as far as I'm concerned. I have some of my finest companions.
And here are your here's the category. It's
very good.
A Baltimore Ravens trivia. True or false? True or false?
This be American football again?
Yes. About a player for the Ravens. It's true or false.
Very well.
This year for Halloween, a Baltimore Ravens player and his wife dressed as Kobe Bryant... And the woman accusing him of sexual assault.
Oh, my. That's terribly bad taste.
True or false, this year for Halloween, a Baltimore Ravens player and his wife dressed as Kobe Bryant and the woman accusing him of sexual assault. True or false, don't forget to answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
Hello, this is Hugh Grant, and I've got great news for you. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive an assortment of my favorite candies. This basket contains a delectable collection of toffees, gummies, chocolates, and jellies that truly you will find irresistible. And I've also included in each basket a piece of my homemade fudge to delight your palate and a tiny piece of Tortuga rum cake. And finish it all off with some of my pure nut butters and jizz troubles. Now back to final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo. Bully.
Yeah, I don't have the jingle here.
You don't have the jingle. May I sing one?
Yo.
I did some singing. I was in the Vienna Boys Choir.
Hold on, here we go.
Oh, yeah, we found it. There's the backup.
I hate deceiving that choir.
Damn testicles. Something about jizz cookies?
Pure nut butters and jizz doubles.
Gotcha. Who do we want to talk to first?
You want to speak to Kevin, the returning champion. He has $4.
Kevin, oh, yeah, I know you're rooting for this guy because his last name is Bottom.
Mr. Kevin Bottom.
Kevin. Baltimore Ravens trivia, true or false, this year for Halloween, a Ravens player and his wife dressed up as Kobe Bryant and the woman accusing him of sexual assault.
What is false?
Oh.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bottom, we're going to have
friend.
Did you or do we knock you down to zero?
And here you go.
Sit tight, though.
John, it's your chance to be the big wiener if you have the right answer.
What is true?
Yeah, are you ready for this? Not only is it true, the Ravens player is wide receiver Travis Taylor and his wife... Rashida.
And that means that John Herring, you are a low-budget Jeopardy champion. You must be thrilled to death.
And in case you're wondering, that's from SportsIllustrated.com.
Ah, very exciting. How are you going to have fun on that plane?
Yeah, I know. I know we are. And listen, parting is such sweet. I do, Mr. Bottom, don't go away mad. Just go away.
Okay.
We have parting gifts for you. Now, here is Hugh Grant. Hugh!
Yes, here you are, Mr. Bottom. These are your prizes. You've won Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion 2, and Pink Floyd, Live at Pompeii, Dresser's Cut.
Sweet.
Courtesy of Universal Music. I buy your copies at Amazon.com, but wait.
Hey, you know what you could say in this game? I guess the bottom fell out, huh?
It's very clever. You've also won a Pumping Iron, the 25th Anniversary Special Edition DVD, and a $25 GNC gift card. The DVD includes the digitally remastered full-length original movie, a new interview with Arnold, a look at Arnold's career, and never be sporting hilarious outtakes that I think you'll enjoy.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You're a bottom, remember that, sir, and so am I. And you doubled your score, John Herring, to $36 with a bonus and a total that amounts to 61 shillings.
All right, guys, thank you both. Have a great weekend.
Oh, not again.
And, well, you know, hopefully this will be the last time.
I hate to keep disturbing you. Would you prefer that I simply take it myself?
No, it's my phone.
Very good.
I see it's a logo call, so perhaps it's for me. Hello? Yes, it is. Well, I am a big fan as well. Kudos to you. Let me guess. Hugh Grant? He's right here.
Hold on, please. Who would be calling for me since I've given your number to practically everyone in the world?
Channel 5 newsman Will Thomas.
Very good.
Hello, Will.
I know. I got the three other calls you gave me today. I know. No.
Hey, tell them we call him Wilma.
They said they call you Wilma. Stop it. No, I didn't mean to hurt. Don't cry. Don't cry. How is that dreadful Talca woman? Yes, she's so hairy. No, I will be jetting out as soon as this interview is over. Unfortunately, I'm going up to New York. No, I'm not. No. Oh, if you must have that attitude, yes, I am staying at the guest flat. Yes. Could you do me one favor? I might catch you on the way, maybe through the airport when you're doing your little thing. Could you wear your best dicky for me? Thank you, Wilma. I mean Will. Don't cry. Thank you. Yes, toodaloo to you. You're my biggest fan. Thanks so much. That was Will Thomas.
I heard.
A good man.
Well, listen,
one of my favorite Americans.
Good luck with your new movie.
Love
Actually.
I sure hope that you can find time in your very busy schedule to see it, Don Geronimo.
I'm going to try. And now what are you doing? You're putting your
bowling my fists up like I'm some sort of pugnacious.
Boom!
Oh! Grabbing.
Don't scare me like that. But your nose is bleeding again.
Frigid outside. I think I have to slip in some long pants.
I always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy's a production of
Quran Incorporated. And is distributed by King Well.
Yeah, nothing's working.
Everything's too slow. That's the prettiest music again.
There it is.
Close your mouth, boy.
Well, he ain't got no door.
I'll stay. I'd love to stay through your news.
I mean, that was the news just 4 segments away.
I'd love to stay through Jim Nance.
He's not next.
In your heart.
He's
let
not
me
next.
Do that.
He's not next. Well, let me just say that the Joe Show is coming up next.
Is your general manager in the premises?
Always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production.
Well, Don Incorporated and is distributed by King World.
Why did you want Alan Limewine?
Because he is divine.
Okay.
Toodaloo ass.
Bye-bye. There it is. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
May I come in?
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. Yeah, I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me.
He ripping my car.
Yeah. Hey, bud, what's your problem?
No problem at all. I think you know where the front office is.
You dick!
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Introducing Average Joe.
You get it, Joe?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. They are Icelandic cowboys in the West. Don and Mike.
Oh, well, listen, we're going to have a great weekend down in Miami. Let's go Ravens.
Yeah, go Ravens.
And, you know, I'm caught up in this whole thing that David Modell of the Ravens called our show.
Yeah.
And invited us to go down to Miami.
Very nice.
We're on the team plane. Mm-hmm. And I've not even brought this up with my wife yet. And I don't even know if the tickets are available yet. But I still hate Snyder. Even though the Redskins won
right
last weekend, mm-hmm. and I hope that they win this weekend in Carolina, I don't think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Redskins hater. I'm a Redskins fan.
I know.
I'm just a Dan Snyder hater.
Right,
I don't know if they're available. Maybe I will sell my Redskins season tickets and buy Ravens season tickets.
Very good.
I can think of no better way to stuff it to Snyder than to have a guy on the flagship Washington Redskins radio station mm-hmm. who thinks he's such a putz. Well, I mean, I'm a putz, but
I understand what you're trying to say.
I think Dan Snyder's a putz. Wouldn't it be funny to say, hey, I work at the flagship station and I had season tickets, but I sold them so I could buy Ravens.
Take that.
Yeah. So anyway, maybe maybe Dave and I can discuss that.
I think you love the Redskins an awful lot.
On the plane, on the way down,
mm-hmm.
if he lets me drink. Joining us now, the star of his very own successful segments of programs on the Don and Mike Show.
Joe is regretful.
How does expect more from a kid named Joe?
Time for Joe Ardinger.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
All right, and he's no average Joe.
Introducing Average Joe.
Joe Ardinger.
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
Howdy. Now, here's the phoner we've got today for Joe. We were sent a press release from New Jersey. Here's the setup. Put this in your pipe and smoke it. A New Jersey truck driver is developing a drug-free version of pot he calls marijuanaut.
Marijuanaut?
Marijuanaut. Mm. Luis Santiago has spent the last 5 years of his life trying to find a way to weed out, mm-hmm. marijuana's psychoactive ingredients while leaving the aroma intact. Now, to me, it's not my bag anymore, but it seems to me like it's drinking that O'Doul's beer.
Yeah,
yeah. Right? I mean, it gives you the same taste, but you don't get the buzz.
What's the deal? This guy figures this idea is perfect for potheads who are having a hard time weaning themselves from wacky tobacco, and they still want to light up. And regular stoners will be able to smoke this in a public place when they're unable to light up their real stuff.
Right.
See, but, so yeah,
if it smells the same way, you won't be able to tell the difference.
So you get something that smells just like pot and tastes like pot, and then when the cops come around, you go, oh, but officer, this is marijuana not.
If it smells like pot and tastes like pot,
must be
pot.
A
good luck in court.
Here we go. $15 an ounce, and he's received orders from the Dutch government. So now call. And Rob, we got his permission to go on
air,
right?
Right on
so
the
here we go. Let's just call the guy. It's the Joe Show. And Buzz, we'll need you to do the intro.
All right.
The Joe Show. And Joe just.
Oh, what's the guy's name?
The guy's name is Luis Santiago.
Luis Santiago. Joe, just be yourself.
I might forget that with my short term memory.
You can remember Lou.
Lou Santiago.
I was up late studying last night.
Lou. All right, so he's waiting for the call. I'll tell him stand by, uh-huh. and then Buzz, you can, because Rob's already told him he's going to be on the air.
Right. Very good.
And he knows he's going on the Joe Show.
Hello, good. Speaking.
Westwood One Radio calling. Are you ready for your interview on the Joe Show?
Yes.
Stand by, please.
And now, live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the Joe Show, starring Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Joe.
Oh, sorry to step on you, Mr. Announcer. Hello, everybody. I'm Joe Ardinger, and welcome to another edition of the Joe Show. Today, my guest is one Mr. Lou Santiago. And, Lou, I've already prepped my listeners on what you're all about, but why don't you go ahead and give us a refresher?
Well, it's pretty much, you know, to cut right to the chase, was developed for people that abuse marijuana. We're not on an anti-pot campaign. Primarily for people that abuse it. There's a lot of information on it on our website at www.marijuana.com. And
Joe, could you ask him to hold on just a second?
Luke, could you hold on?
We have breaking news, if you could hold on just a second.
Sure, sure.
Sometimes things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Magical, mysterical ways.
Very good.
Joining us now on one of the other lines, unsolicited by me, is my brother Jim.
Oh, my God.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
You are not going to believe what bit we're in the middle of doing right now.
What are you doing?
We got a guy on the phone. Everybody's here. Mike and Robbie and Buck.
Hi, Jimmy.
Joe.
Hey.
We got a guy on the phone who has a product called Marijuana, and it's something that tastes like pot and smells like pot, but it's not pot.
It doesn't get
you buzzed up, huh?
It doesn't give you a buzz. He's taking the narcotic properly.
Do I buy it?
All right, Jimmy, I'm going to leave you on hold as one of Joe's listeners.
Uh-huh.
So Joe can go to the phones, okay? So you just pipe down.
Okay.
Hold on. I bet the guy's hearing this on hold.
He is.
I bet the guy's hearing this on hold. Well, it's Joe's show.
Right.
Joe, go right ahead. I'm sorry. Let's welcome the man back.
Hi, Lou.
Hi.
Sorry about that. Now, let's get right into it. Now, you were mentioning that this is for people who abuse marijuana.
Yes.
What do you mean by abuse?
Well, in the 70s. Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, in the 70s. There was a time when I used to smoke nearly an ounce a day myself.
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
God.
And, you know, I was a responsible individual. Making irresponsible decisions that impacted on my family and my business.
Right.
And I know a lot of people in the same position.
Joe, you want to take some calls?
And there was no solution other than to either quit or keep playing cops and robbers with the law.
Okay. And now... Obviously, in the 70s, the pot back then wasn't nearly as strong as the pot today.
Oh, I beg to differ with you, my friend.
Oh, do you?
Huh.
Yeah, it was a good product around if you had the fun.
Now, what's the point, actually, of having something that smells like pot, tastes like pot, but isn't pot? Wouldn't that just be hemp?
It's a placebo. No, not at all. Hemp is a fiber that's used for thousands and thousands.
You might as well just tell them what you think of his product and then take the calls.
Different uses, but marijuana is...
But tell them what you really think of it. Don't let us put words in your mouth.
It's smokable.
Though.
Hemp is not smokable.
But, you know, like with
this
hemp...
This was premium bud that mimics marijuana to the T.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's
but
actually a placebo that's like an aromatherapy,
okay.
Same way that an alcoholic would use
you got to jump in here, Joe.
Now, if I were to take your product like I would hemp and wash it with either acetone or grain alcohol,
right.
Would I get some of the oils out of it, you know, like the pot oil that I could drip on cigarettes and then smoke and get high on?
There's no THC in it.
No.
It's classically crossbred. They're registered plants that have no THC in it.
Did you invent this product?
It was my idea, and then I teamed up with the right professionals to see it through.
Scientists?
Yes.
Why don't you take some calls, Joe? Go to Wisconsin.
Horticulturists and scientists.
Lou, I've got some callers on hold. I've got Jimmy from Wisconsin with a question for ye.
Okay.
Jimmy.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to the Joe Show.
What's going on?
Hey, meet Lou.
I just don't see the point. How much are you selling this stuff for an ounce? Well, it'll be cheaper than the real stuff and a little more than cigarettes. Oh, man, I can't see spending the money on it if you're not getting a buzz.
Well, that's, you know, we're not trying to change the world. We do believe that there's a certain segment of the population that does see a need for it, and the response has been phenomenal. As of last Thursday, I've gotten calls from Ireland, from Australia, from all across the United States.
What do you
hold on, Lou.
Hey, look,
can you buy different types of it for different tastes? Like they used to have the Sensimillion that was a sweet taste.
My brother's wheelhouse now.
Every variety. The reds, the skunks, the indigas, the Mexican.
How about some skunk?
We can mimic everything to a T.
How about a hash, Lou? Do you have any type of a drug-free hash?
No, we're just going to pretty much stick with marijuana.
Can you make tea with
it? You got to understand, fellas, this also is going to afford the general population the ability to see marijuana in its most pristine form, devoid of all toxins. Okay.
Is it gonna smell like it too?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Jimmy,
instead of me walking into work smoking a cigarette, I can walk into work smoking one of these, and I won't get in trouble.
You ever heard my brother this passionate?
Yeah, but he sounds intrigued. Yeah.
Those are the goals. We plan to launch in Europe, where we already have the support from a foreign government.
Now, Lou, let me just interject. If I'm sitting around smoking some of your dope in public. Mm-hmm. And it smells like pot and tastes like pot. What's not to say the cops come and smack me on the head and throw me in the can anyway, and then I have to spend time in jail while they're testing
this. We've also developed a field test kit. See, the idea is we don't plant it just because it's a legal plant to just rush and introduce it into a hostile environment.
Uh-huh.
The game plan is we've developed a field test kit so that if everyone agrees that this is not a harmful novelty, that we've even provided a field test kit for law enforcement so that they could dip it in.
Joe, ask Jimmy if he would use it. Ask Jimmy if he would try it.
Positive or negative.
Hey, caller Jimmy in Wisconsin.
I used to smoke it to catch a buzz, not for the taste.
Well, that's different stuff for folks. We don't want to, if that's what you want to do, and you're a responsible individual driving around
burning
the real thing and jeopardizing your family and your lifestyle, then more power to you. Some people can do that.
But can you imagine getting pulled over at a weigh station for DOT and explaining to the five cops that are in there that this is not weed?
Well, they wouldn't have to.
You imagine.
They wouldn't have to because we're not doing...
Joe, why don't you ask Lou if he finds you attractive?
In a different country...
You wouldn't
we
mind.
We have a lobbyist on board.
Hey, Lou.
Quite familiar with marijuana.
Lou.
Yes.
Do you find me attractive? Let's be honest.
It depends, you know, if I'm with the marijuana or if I'm burning the real thing. No.
Hey, Lou.
So in order to smoke it in public, you need to carry a field test with you.
No. Look, we hope that by the time that we've got the right politicians behind us, people will understand.
Who knew my brother
Paul can be regulated just like alcohol.
And Lou,
the amount of THC.
Lou,
yes.
What? Do they call it blab like real pot? Are you on it right now? Now here's the thing: how are you going to get politicians behind you?
I don't know.
And
do they call it blab?
What kind? What politicians are going to get behind this?
Joe, are you high right now?
Well, the same way that the lobbyists and the serious scientists.
Oh, running out of time
and
here.
Serious business people have gotten behind me.
Buzz, you're going to have to break in and tell Joe he's almost
out
of time.
The owners that really are afraid that we're trying to take something away from them.
That's all the time we have, Joe.
There you go.
Yeah, send me a free sample.
Okay, you got it, pal.
All right, everybody, and caller Jimmy, stay on the line. You're our magic caller today, and we're going to give you a prize, so stay on the line. Lou, thanks so much for your time, and remember,
Lou hung up.
Lou. Oh, well.
Yeah, Lou hung up. But now we can call back and find out how he enjoyed being on
Absolutely.
The show.
Yeah.
And thank you, Joe Ardinger.
Bravo, Joe. Stay tuned for our next segment. Mike Elston hosts The Bong Show.
Your operator. Thank you.
My God, what's happening?
Mark
and Jimmy's still
Bill
there.
Patrick.
How nutty was it that my brother called in the middle of that? Jimmy. Oh, hold on. Let me turn the mics back on. Jimmy.
No, I'm here.
Yeah, how nutty was that? You called right in the middle of the Joe call on the
podcast. Hey, man, it's, that sixth sense thing, man. That's all that is.
You were pretty into that, huh, Jimmy?
I had this little twinge in my ear knowing that you were talking about weed. I could tell, man.
Consensus.
No, I just thought I wanted to get a poll. I wanted you guys to do a poll for me.
Okay, a poll.
Do polls,
no, not
polls.
Smoke the poll. I want a poll done.
All right, about what?
What is the worst word you can call a woman?
Easy.
Me and my girlfriend had an argument the other day.
See you in Toledo.
Unanimous.
And she says, you ask your brother to do a poll.
No, Jimmy.
What's the worst word you can call a woman?
Jimmy, we've already done the...
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
We've already done the research.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me what's the worst word.
All right, the worst word is the C word. But a very... But a very close...
What did you think the worst word was?
Oh, I didn't know.
The worst word you can call a woman, in my humble opinion, worse than the C word? Wife.
Oh, God.
Kidding.
Jimmy, what did you think the worst word was?
Oh, I had no idea. I didn't know if it was that or not. I just had to argue with her, you know?
What were you arguing?
You didn't... What did you think?
What?
Jesus
How
Christ.
You argue? Are you smoking right now? What word?
No, my cell phone's all goofy.
What word did your girlfriend think was the bad word?
The C word.
And what word were you offering up as the replacement?
Right.
A whore.
A whore.
Yeah. Oh, that can be a compliment.
Yeah, in the right circumstance.
Sure. All right, dude, listen, we got a break. I was unprepared for this call. You and I should chat next week on the radio about your vasectomy. And also we can talk about that thing we were talking about over the weekend, that NASCAR guy that you like, whose mom was in the bar by where you were, where she was on TV, I guess. Is it Matt Kenseth? Is that the guy? He won the NASCAR, and his mamo, while he was driving the car and winning NASCAR, his mamo was in a bar. They had her on TV. She was drinking beer in a bar, and as it turns out, it's a bar that my brother frequents.
Wow. Was that the closest you've been to a real celebrity?
No.
Well, no.
No. The closest is when I come out east. And freeload off my brother.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, let's chat next week.
All right. Call me this weekend.
All right. No, I'm going to Miami this weekend.
Oh, man.
I'm going to Miami.
See how you are?
What?
See how you are.
He's wound up Jimmy today.
All right. I'll talk to you later. I love you.
I love you too. Bye.
Goodbye.
Boy, you can tell it's Friday at the Jimmy House.
Well, that was
amazing.
That was a crazy, kooky edition of the Joe Show.
Boy, I tell you, that show, you know, for a while there, just completely taken over by stoners.
My God. And the guy making the product sounds to me like he's still a user.
Yeah, absolutely.
An ounce a day?
Yeah, I don't know what the...
Mike, an ounce a day? An ounce, like a big...
Big super bag.
Right? I mean...
That's like smoking from morning to night, right?
You would have to stay up.
Right.
You would have to say to yourself, I'm going to go to Starbucks and get a latte at 3 in the morning.
Wow.
To be able to stay awake.
To continue to smoke.
Yeah, to smoke an ounce a day. An ounce upon a day.
Wow. What was he, high?
Unbelievable.
Now, listen, back in the day, you know, back when I was a user...
All right, 2 days tops.
But you go through an ounce in a day. I'm kidding, of course. An ounce would last me.
And he seemed genuinely surprised that it interfered with his life and marriage obligations.
Sure.
Well, Joe, thank you. Another great edition of the Joe Show by the world's oldest phone screener.
Joe.
Just got himself a great 3% raise, got a brand new hit record rising the charts.
Joe is Joe.
Yeah.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
There you go. That's what the show's all about, right?
Absolutely.
There. And really, you should have heard my brother last weekend when he called me. I guess it was Sunday night. Now, this has been a day where I've been watching football, of course, all day. He knows this. He calls me at about 6:30, right in the middle of the 4 o'clock games. And I pick up the phone. I get to see the caller ID. I see it's him. And foolishly, I think he's going to call with something football-related.
Right, yeah.
So I go, hey, dude, what's happening? And he goes, are you watching? And I said... It depends which game.
Getting excited and think you might be watching the same game.
I'm watching 4 or 5 games right now. He said, no, NASCAR.
Right. He's in a NASCAR.
He said, no, dude, I like NASCAR, but not when football's on. And then he went through this whole thing about Matt Kenseth is the points champion, and his mom's at a bar that I go to right now, and I'm thinking, NASCAR, now they're marketing the sport.
There you go.
There you go.
Have a big fatty and watch NASCAR.
There you go. And watch the lady, and as you're watching the mom on TV, you go, that's the bar I go to. Because I guess he's from Wisconsin.
Very good, and Jim gets excited about those things.
All right, we'll have him on the show next week, because the other part of that is he is more than ready to take the vasectomy challenge.
Ah, good.
That if I pay for the vasectomy...
He doesn't care if he'll, you know, the soreness doesn't matter to him.
No, he's done some research, and I believe he's talked to more than one person in Wisconsin who has told him it's really the only way to stop having babies.
Yeah, plus you get free cheese.
So that's Jimmy, that's Joe, that's the putt guy, and I don't know where Nancy James is, This is now the
second. She's supposed to be here by now?
This is the second week in a row that Nancy has left us high and dry.
She loves to hurt us.
She does, but fortunately we got other stuff to do. We'll still pick the games, and maybe Nancy will call.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll be right back. Either way.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Fopper. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show. They cherish most of their listeners. Don and Mike.
Operative word, most.
Right.
Don and Mike Show.
What's up, man? Hey, man, I'm upset.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm upset, dog.
Why are you upset?
Let me tell you, dog. I'm talking to all the brothers across the nation, dog. We done put a couple of dollars in the Cadillacs. We done talked to our baby's mamas, and we told them we on the who ride. We going to get this news, man. What's his name? Louis selling that fake weed?
Are you talking about the guy that's selling
that fake weed?
Fake weed?
No, dog. I smoke 2 ounces a day. I can't have that, dog. Your brother, no. Your brother's a brother. He got his Cadillac pulled. He ready. He going with us.
Are you the same guy that calls all the time and says, my brother is black and my wife must be black because my wife is only working part-time?
I mean, you might as well admit it, dog. Your brother showed his true colors. He's fighting for the weed, dog. He's fighting for the real thing.
Okay.
Once again, a black man.
All right, thank you.
Get
out of here. All right, see ya. Now, what can I say when you've been heartbroken by a beautiful woman?
Yeah. Oh, man, I tell you, stood up again.
Once you let it go, twice you wonder, is there somebody else?
Yeah, and there might very well be. Or have we just been abandoned?
Mm-hmm. Or has she just gotten sick of us?
I mean, she doesn't love us anymore.
Here's the deal. The woman, of course, is Jim Nance.
Right.
And we do the Pick the Pro segment, and last week she was AWOL. That was okay.
Yeah.
And now she's, as far as I can tell, she's at the same get-together in the Bahamas that all of the CBS executives are going to be at.
Makes sense. Oh, well, they're going to be there over the weekend, but
he's coming. All the executives will be there over this weekend arriving. Jim will just be leaving over the weekend to go back to New York to do her show.
But he's down there, our radio buddies, Don and Mike.
Yes, she is.
It's a shame we weren't able to get in touch with her.
And I'll say it's too bad because I really want to dance on his grave. About this whole picking the games thing with him being not Nostradamus.
Yeah, you're starting to take a pretty commanding lead there, Don.
Last week I was 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
Mike was 1-4. And Dennis Murphy, sitting in for Jim Nance, was 2-3, which means for the year now, I got 22 right. Nancy has 19 right, and Mike has 17 right.
Wow. I'm having a horrible season.
So let's just pick these games, and then we'll do something else. And if Nancy ever gets on the show again, we are just going to have to berate her and yell at her.
Right.
And tell her an appointment is an appointment is an appointment.
Okay. Amen, brother.
Unless she has a good female excuse for not being here.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
You know, like if her, what did Lisa Remedy used to call her period?
Her thank God.
Yeah. Unless Jim's thank God arrived.
Yeah.
First game, Baltimore at Miami.
Can't imagine why he doesn't like to come on the show.
Not a homer pick by me. I'm going to take Baltimore because of that Ravens defense. Mike.
I'm going to take Miami. I think you're going to have a surly flight on the way back home. I think it's going to be very difficult for you, and I think you're going to be duct taped to the seat.
And in the role of Jim Nance, a buzz.
I'll take Miami.
Okay, how about this? Giants at Philly.
That's a tough game.
I think Philadelphia is still overrated, but the Giants really suck. They really suck. I'll take the Eagles. Mike.
I think Philadelphia might just be hitting their stride. I'm going to go with the Eagles also.
I'll also go with the Eagles.
Washington and Carolina. Color me blue. Carolina blue. Mike. Oh, don't. Don't. This is why you're losing this particular part of the show.
Washington.
Bastard.
It's like we're playing password for a second.
Bastard.
See, what those of you in the radio audience don't know, he kind of challenged me there, and I was on the fence, and then when he said, this is why you're losing, then I just went very belligerently, I picked the Washington Redskins.
Buzz.
I will lose.
Panthers, please. Green Bay at Tampa Bay.
Boy, Green Bay's got a tough schedule this year.
Jesus Christ. Jesus effing Christ. Well, did you see that game on Monday?
Yeah, it was a tough game.
With Brett Favre not able to throw the ball?
And he's not going to be able to throw the ball this week either.
Tampa.
Yeah, easy, Tampa.
And Buzz, as Jim?
I will take Tampa also.
Okay. Dallas at New England. I'll take the Patriots, Mike.
I will also take the Patriots. Make it a trifecta.
Right, there you go. So those are the picks. And don't worry about the charity thing for Jim Nance.
Uh-huh.
As far as I'm kid, as I'm concerned, not, this kid's going to starve.
Okay? And they probably will.
Until he calls the show again.
Didn't know
my,
you were feeding them.
My 38 cents a week
right.
to a young Hector Nance will no longer be going to Uruguay or Paraguay, wherever he lives.
Gary Shandling, did you hear that bit where he said, my 38 cents, you know, he said he was talking about David Letterman having a baby. He said, I also have a kid for 38 cents a month. That boy is quite a handful.
I know that Nance was down there doing some research piece on some athlete who was coming out of one of these third world countries.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He knocked up, you know, he knocked up baby's mama down there, and that's the story. That's the child I'm supporting.
That's the story down there.
So now it's out. We got enough time to do this very quickly, and because we're operating against the clock here, and we want to get Buzz's news and comments in.
Very good.
We do have time to review movies we haven't seen, and
excellent.
You and I need to get a life because we have not seen anything.
We haven't seen anything.
With the exception of... Hold on.
I literally haven't seen anything.
You never see them in advance.
There was The School of Rock.
Uh-huh.
I've seen that. I liked
it. Right.
Beyond that, here are the movies that we've not seen. Of course, opening this weekend, The Master and Commander, Russell Crowe.
Mm-hmm.
Looney Tunes back in action. Matrix Revolutions. Elf. Brother Bear.
Wow.
Scary Movie 3. Radio. Love Actually. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Mystic River and Runaway Jury.
Well, my God, which movies? We can't do them all. Which ones do you want to review?
Let's not do the kids' movies, okay?
All right, yeah, we'll skip Brother Bear and Looney Tunes.
And let me see, the ones in the back, Runaway Jury, that's been out too long.
So is Radio. you boys.
Come on.
It has.
Come on, Mike.
Radio's been out too long.
Okay. He's playing a retard. How hard is that?
There you go.
Thank you. That's all I wanted
to get. You needed to get that.
And he is in Goofy Toofies. And the movie's already...
You did that already. You actually did review it. Now that I think about it, you did a full-fledged review of it.
Here we go.
We had a whole segment with Jim Nance.
It was so
Hi,
classy.
Robbie. What's that?
I just want to remind you that Jim Nance said that the whole affair was very classic.
Very classic. When Jim went to the premiere.
That's right. My radio buddies.
All right. Here are the movies that we'll do. We'll do the Russell Crowe movie.
All right.
Master and Commander.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do Matrix Revolutions.
Yep.
And I think it had to be Love Actually.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Right? I mean, anybody... Oh, no, hold on. I take it back. Master and Commander.
Mm-hmm. Matrix Reloaded.
Matrix Revolutions and Elf.
Matrix Revolutions.
And Elf.
Very good.
Those are your three biggies.
Perfect. Excellent.
Those are the three biggies. You get 30 seconds to win big. And I guess let's do Elf first. Okay?
Yeah.
Would you mind? I'd be glad to go
Absolutely.
First. Elf by Dawn. See this? You know what this is? Chameleon, right here. Able to change colors, able to adapt. Able to say, I thought Will Ferrell was a tool until I saw him dance, run, jump, drink, naked in Old School. I'm sorry, he's won me over. I say yes to Elf and Mike. Yes to Will Ferrell. Yes, I think he's funny. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
Elf, the password is overrated. This movie's gotten way too much buzz because he happens to be the flavor of the month. Will Ferrell happens to be riding a lucky streak that is just about the most amazing thing I've seen in quite some time. I like the surrounding cast. I like James Caan. I like Bob Newhart. I think it could be funny. But you know what? Will Ferrell does not make me laugh ever since he did that stupid-ass cheerleader skit. I can't stand him. I don't think he's funny. I think he's boring. No matter how many times he shows the crack of his head.
Next movie, your chance to go first. Master and Commander, Far Side of the World.
This movie is, if you like this type of thing, you like going back into those days in the 1800s and the seafaring, I love movies like this. I love Russell Crowe. I like Russell Crowe in any kind of action movie. So far, he's on a real win streak. I mean, I certainly enjoyed Gladiator. This movie looks like it's really going to be unique, where they're going to show things that you've never seen in one of these seafaring movies. And it's reality. I mean, it's actually going to be gritty, and it's not going to be like Pirates of the Caribbean. It's going to be more reality-based with dead bodies and stuff like that. So I say thumbs up to this one.
Yeah, real dead bodies. Real dead bodies. While I wait for the tape to recue, this bullet...
I don't mock you, you know, when you're doing your recue.
Well, no, I'm just filling while I'm waiting for the tape to recue. This bulletin, Bob Newhart shot himself on ER last night.
Did he really?
Oh, I guess no. So.
Wow.
Okay.
Bob Newhart's kind of back in stuff lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
Bob Newhart's three-episode story arc where he was going blind.
Right.
And Sherry Stringfeld, is that her name?
Yeah. Right.
She didn't return his calls, so he taped a note to his tie that said, "Do not resuscitate." Shot himself in the head.
That's what I do.
Wow.
Good night, Emily.
Wow. Okay. Oh, Master and Command. Oh, here we go. Master and Commander by Don. Okay, here's first why Mike is wrong. That I've done some research on this, and only part of this movie was actually filmed out on a real boat in the ocean. A large part was filmed in the same tank where they did Titanic, and all the other stuff is computer crap. Listen, who believes in this pirate junk anyway? A bunch of fags getting scurvy, out sailing the ocean blue. This is Gladiator on water. Ugh. And I even like Russell Crowe.
I know.
I like him. I dig him.
Yeah.
Matrix Revolutions.
Yeah, you go first on this one.
I'd be glad to.
I'm going to tee off on this one.
Matrix Revolutions by Don. Hate to beat you the punch.
Mm.
I've not seen it because, hello, McFly.
Oh, I'm surprised.
And I'm the target audience. I went to the first one, and I went to the second one. I feel no burning. Well, no, I do feel a burning.
Oh,
and it's impossible to reach the itch. I feel no burning sensation to go to find out what happens to Neo and Trinity. I could give a rat's ass. I'll wait until it comes out on Divid.
Okay.
Mike, you ready?
Yeah, you're taking the air out of my balloon.
But you hate Keanu. I left Keanu totally out of it.
Okay, all right. Matrix, what is it, revisited, reloaded,
Revolution. Rehashed, redone, recomputerized.
Give me a goddamn break. Make an original movie. This is the same old crap, computer-generated, just garbage. And I hate it, and it's boring.
Garbage, Bill.
It's garbage. Keanu Reeves is a garbage can. And he makes crappy movies lately. I can't stand this.
Late.
And I hate movies that become... Well, I like Double Dragon. But I hate franchises. I hate them. I wish they make new movies.
All right, well, that's it. Let's see. Matrix Revolutions, we both agree, don't. Elf, I say yeah. Mike says no.
Right.
Master and Commander, I say no. Mike says yeah.
Very good.
That's it, and that's our gift from God.
It's amazing.
We've not seen these films.
Yeah, and the problem is, when we go the opposite ways on a movie, people's heads explode.
So, Red, this week it was only Elf. Elf was the only explosion-causing review that we had this week.
Right, exactly. And, of course, your comment about radio.
Well, America's with me on that. Come on. I mean, how tough is it to play a retard?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it right now. You know, I'm just using the...
No, you're done. You're not playing a retard.
All right, I am a retard. How often do you have to throw that in my face?
Well, I think that's the thing. You should be proud. You should be proud of the fact that you've risen above that challenge.
Can I tell you?
And I should be, too.
That's a hurtful thing to say to someone.
I know.
Who's actually retarded.
I understand. That's terrible. Please accept my apology.
I'm so mad at you.
See, now come on. Do it the real way.
I'm so mad at you. Without my goofy toofy.
26 years ago, that's the way he really sounded.
But so classy.
I know. Yeah, absolutely. Radio. Classy.
Jesus.
Radio buddies.
Yeah, I didn't know it was retarded. It's called radio.
Yeah, we've known that.
Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Radio retarded.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comment show tonight?
Today, is California's next governor working hard or hardly working?
Now, hold on. Where's the... Hi, this is... Here it is. Right here.
Oh, my.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi, Arnold.
Okay. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comment
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
How funny are you?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Let's just wait for Buzz.
Yeah.
He very rarely does this.
Does what?
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Bud.
The keynote speakers at the VM Banquet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, let's party a little bit. Come
on. Buzz's news show, Buzz, brought to you by Vermax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. Doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested Vermax works. Get it right at GNC on the Slugger Gentler's Drive. Vermax 1-888 Drive. Email.
Oh, yeah, baby. Come on, I'm getting into this right now.
Mike's dancing.
I know you hate me dancing, Don.
I do.
I don't. Like oh, man. Can you turn that up a little bit? Yeah, baby. I do love this song.
There you go.
His name is Charles, but close friends call him Charlie, and he's behind bars.
Wee!
This is ghetto-licious!
All right, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
I just needed to do that. Dancing. I needed to get that out. You know how you like to sing once in a while?
Sure.
I like to dance once in a while.
Well, you like to sing, too, though.
I do like to sing. I'm a song and dance man.
Hold on, where's the...
Oh, man.
Oh, no. You know what?
What? Is what are you looking on? For?
I don't know where the... You know the tape I'm looking for.
You know.
No, I'm talking to him. Not
yeah,
him.
I know. Hi.
No, but he knows where the tapes are. Mm-hmm. He stands over here behind me.
I know what boys like. I know what guys want.
See, that's why
I know
tell
what
me.
Boys like.
Oh, yeah.
Boys like.
Mm-hmm.
Boys like me.
It's Michael.
There he is.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
See, that's why I couldn't tell you, Mike.
I know.
Normally, that's right here on the go-to stack, but it's not in our hot rotation.
I knew it was a secret tape, and it had me on it.
Turn around and say, Rob, where's the, you know, Mike doing the...
Mm-hmm. Thing there. Well, thank you for indulging me. I feel like I got a lot out of my system there.
I'm glad you danced. Have a good weekend.
Man. I will. I got the girls this weekend.
Thank
I'm looking
you.
Forward to it.
Your daughters or the girl?
No.
Your daughter?
You. My daughters, yes.
Your daughters. Yeah. Okay, not the girls. The girls. The stews.
Yeah. The Scandinavian flight attendants.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Recently, the people who worked for California Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger have been telling us how hard he's working to prepare to take office. Every day, they've said he's in meetings. Now we find out he's pulled the kids out of school and taken them and Maria to Hawaii. Quoting his spokeswoman, we are not going to discuss his private time. Daily, he continues to work on establishing a new administration, regardless of where he is. Quoting an anonymous source, maybe he has no roaming charges on his cell phone.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. The scene with the enlargement of the press was fantastic. Because, again... It was one of those things, I mean, in the movie it was used kind of like, okay, if that's what guys would like to see, if this world deals with big breasts,
God, listen
then so be it, I'm going to just have bigger breasts.
Big breasts.
But in the audience, there was this kind of like immediately, you saw women sitting there telling each other, says, now that's a great idea, you have to check out where you get that done.
And moron.
So you can deflate and inflate your breasts on command. It's a whole new concept, because there's some guys that like little breasts, and there's some guys that like big breasts.
Yeah.
It would be nice if you can play both sides, you know what I mean? sometimes even simultaneously.
If you can play both sides.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So like if you went to your wife and say, boy, I wish one of your big moves was big and the other was small.
That's from the mind of the governor-elect.
That's not like us finding a tape from 10 years ago.
Oh, no. It's kind of like I see the women with the breasts. And then they can inflate one side and the others, and they say, they test each other, wow, I wish I could do this.
That's from the T3 DVD that just came out this week.
Right? Keith, leave school. We're going to Hawaii.
And you know, that's another thing that we've never gotten to this week, that we'll have to next week. We never got to those Jerry Lewis tapes either.
Oh.
Ah, but we have all of Arnold's commentary from the T3 DVD.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
You think he flew commercial?
Pardon me?
You think he flew commercial to Hawaii?
Arnold?
Or took a private jet?
Private jet.
Yeah. All the way.
Just like the Ravens.
Absolutely. He took a Messerschmitt.
Arnold takes office after being sworn in on Monday. It also turns out there's more than one Paris Hilton sex tape.
Oh.
A source tells the New York Post he found a stash of videos 2 months ago when he visited a friend of her former boyfriend, Rick Solomon. Quoting the source, I popped 10 of them into the player and saw...
Hold on to me, Frank. Give me a Hummer.
Saw 20 seconds of each tape before saying enough. I get the picture. Quoting the source, there is a whole catalog of tapes.
Give me a Hummer.
He says most of the tapes featured Paris Hilton and Rick Solomon, but he says some of the tapes were just Paris. She was 18 or 19 at the time.
Uh-oh.
Rick Solomon's lawyer denies there's more than one tape. The Hilton family has no comment. To help the lost among us, Paris is the heiress to the Hilton Hotel fortune. Rick Solomon's her former boyfriend and the on-again, off-again husband of Paris's arch-rival, Shannon Doherty. Let me add that our revered and carefully crafted legal system has become a play toy for the rich. The Hilton family lawyers are all over this. Now Solomon has a lawyer who's suing the Hiltons for $10 million. The lawsuit claims Rick's been devastated by their, quote, shady behind-the-scenes maneuvers.
But boy, let me just say, can she S a D?
I tell you, I just cannot believe the things that come out of this lady's mouth.
Well, you can go with all this legal mumbo-jumbo about the family and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go to your computer this weekend and type it in and take a look.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Wow.
Rick says...
Wow.
Yeah, he's good. Rick says the Hiltons have slandered him, calling him a criminal.
Hello,
here is Charles Boyle.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Charlie.
No, go ahead, Charlie. Charlie never interrupts anybody.
No, but that link that I sent you,
it
doesn't work anymore.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. I was trying to show it to Timmy today.
They've shut down that link?
Yeah.
Well, I sent it to a couple of people, too, who are going to be pissed at me because...
Yeah. Did you save it, Charlie? Did you save the...
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
Yeah. I have it stored.
Okay, oh, you saved it.
I told the media player to save it.
Will you send it to me?
Yeah, I will try to do that. Yes.
Will you please over the weekend?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I don't know if we're staying at a Hilton Hotel down in Florida with the Ravens, but I'm just thinking right here now, Hilton, they should put this on pay-per-view in all of their rooms in the hotels.
Well, they can't do that.
Why?
Because it took place at a Marriott, which is the truth.
Rick,
this is Sam Huff.
Rick says the Hiltons have slandered him, calling him a criminal, implying he had sex with Paris when she was a minor, and saying that he forced Paris to have sex against her will. Rick's also got to be steamed that the Hiltons denied the existence of the tape at first.
She didn't look too forced in that one scene where she's just laying over him, S in his D.
I don't believe so.
They called him at one point a liar and a scumbag when they were denying there was such a tape. So now he's suing the Hiltons for $10 million. The victims of Enron are still screwed, but have faith the courts will work out this latest spat among the idle rich. Hilton, who's mostly just famous for being famous, will star in an upcoming so-called reality show, and she has a part in the Cat in the Hat movie, A Little Something for the Kids.
It's a private joke for people around Washington, D.C. It's probably not going to go over very well, but do you know that there's another sister that Paris, a half-sister that Paris has?
Really?
It's I think her mother actually had a relationship with one of the stars of MASH.
Who's that?
McLean Hilton. I'm sorry. I apologize. It was a long way to go. It's been a long week.
That is a local joke.
That's a local, very local joke.
Just send that one to Jack Diamond.
I understand. McLean Hilton.
No, but I'm with you.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Is anyone listening?
I get credit for apologizing before I told the joke.
Yeah, don't be sorry.
If you want to see this, though, and don't delete this out. I'm going to give out. I don't know if it's what you have, Buzz. Go to rick.com if you want to see. And don't hit the dump button. RICK.com.
Rick.com.
That is the site if you want to see the Paris Hilton video.
There you go.
And, right now, just a show of hands, who's already sick of Cat in the Hat? Well, I know.
Oh,
I've
God,
got my hand. Well, Yeah. Three. Okay. Well, it's because you know because you're a daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's. I mean, I look at that and I really
take your kids out.
You know how I look at that seriously? I look at that as something I will go see right. that will not be just pure kid stuff that I will actually get some amusement.
All right.
Out
let's see.
That's the only reason for that.
Take your children out of it.
Okay.
Aren't you sick of the Cat in the Hat stuff already?
Yes, I am. As far as the TV exposure,
I'm with the MasterCard commercials.
Yes, and everything the commercials. Yes. So let me put that hand up now.
Yeah. I like Mike Myers. I think he's funny, yep. But you know, enough with the Dr. Seuss.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Please, the Cat in the Hat.
David Letterman's ratings haven't been this good in 2 years, and Baby Harry gets the credit. Oddly enough, none of this has hurt Leno's ratings. Dave's newest viewers didn't stray from NBC. What the numbers seem to say is that people who'd abandoned Letterman have returned. His numbers are up 25%, and now both shows have strong ratings.
Well, you better, you know, but the thing is, though, if the reason people are tuning in now is because they're going to see this new Letterman.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think the new Letterman better show up every night.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. He still gets a little edgy.
I think he knows that. Though.
I don't mind the edginess.
No.
I love Dave.
Yeah. When I watch Letterman, I don't mind the edginess.
That'll never change.
What we all got a glimpse into for a couple of days was, and it was too much of him being happy when the baby came out. And anybody that's had a child, sorry, Buzz, mm-hmm. would know the feeling that when your child is born that day, you're so happy, you could walk up to the Saddam Hussein and go, how about a hug?
Yeah, especially at first. It's the greatest thing in the world.
So if you've seen the shows right after he had the baby, like when he has Regis Philbin on, he rather than like calling Regis a turd,
he calls him the great Regis Philbin.
Which he always says, yeah, here he is, the great Regis Philbin. Yeah. Legendary broadcast. You know what that is? That is just happy baby talk.
Right. Absolutely.
But so he still disses Regis when Regis is not there.
But my point is that I think Letterman is great all the time.
Yeah.
But if you just took a little bit of the nice David Letterman, a little bit talking behind the scenes about the baby,
mm-hmm.
along with him getting mad when things don't happen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the perfect.
He'll be back. That's not going to last.
God, yeah. I'm not sure he went anywhere.
And, you know, it made me think of this show. One of these Lettermans that I had TiVo'd a while ago, and I saw the one with Howard on it, and I thought Howard was real good with Letterman. That's a smart booking by the Letterman people.
Absolutely.
Because Letterman's not going to go out and do, like, the Diane Sawyer interview.
Right.
So you bring Howard Stern in to ask Letterman the questions that everybody wants to ask him.
And I
thought he did a good job with that. One night they were going to, on one of these TiVo, you know, you get these shows all TiVo'd, and you don't know when you're watching it.
Right.
It was one where they're going to blow up a pumpkin outside,
uh-huh.
a
1,000-pound
pumpkin. So they go to the thing, and they show it, mm-hmm. and they say, we've got the dynamite, and we've cut off the street. And then, you know, just to show you that CBS is effed up, even at the highest level, which is David Letterman, and the lowest level, which is this show, on the air, after they come back to the shot of the pumpkin, the producer just gives him a note that says, can't blow it up today.
Can't do it.
Can't blow it up today. Mm-hmm. And the thing about Letterman is because he's in the format he's in, he can't really go nuts the way that...
Yeah, although he's pissed.
The way that we'd go nuts. And you know that he's pissed because they go to break and he's like, all right, well, someone will have to explain to me why we've got the pumpkin out there. We've got the guy, but I guess we're not blowing it up tonight. Mm-hmm. And he's looking over at the side and then you see the lady who I guess is the producer or something and she's like, I don't know. And he says to her, it reminds me so much of when we get this situation.
Right.
He said, what are the odds we're able to blow up the pumpkin? And she says, 50-50. And he said, based on what? And she says, 50-50. He says, what do we got to do to make it 70-30? Tell me what we got to do. And meanwhile, it's like the show is totally, just like right now on this show.
Sure.
The show has...
Just people can feel his tension.
The show has stopped.
He said, can we slip somebody a C-note?
And then they come back from the break, and they're still handing him stuff about why this is not going to be able to...
Because, you know, because it happened at the last second, and they thought they did it, and nobody checked.
Anyway, he's funny.
Well, about the baby, let me just...
Here's a bulletin. Someone put that down.
Let me write that down.
Write that down. Yeah. That comes from me.
Funny.
He's funny.
By talking about the baby, in my defense, I just want to say that, like Dave, I exploded with both tears and laughter at the same time the last time I adopted a cat. Twice in one week, David Letterman's allowed himself to be pounded with personal questions and challenges. You mentioned Stern's visit, challenges about his personal life, his baby, and his girlfriend. Madonna has a long history of making Dave very uncomfortable, which makes her great television. As a guest this week, Madonna pounded him with questions about marriage. Quoting Dave, "I'll take care of it. It's just that my first marriage, and God bless my first wife, it ended in such a acrimonious way," Madonna interjects. "It was contentious," says Dave, "but it was all me. It was all my fault." But Madonna kept pressing the question about marriage. "You'll read all about it," said Dave. "You don't want the child to be raised a bastard."
Oh, is that Madonna said that?
No,
or
Dave.
Dave said that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, good. All right, good. But, you know, he is private. He's
very much so.
Private dude.
Very guarded.
And I think people want to know a little bit more about him. That might help him.
It's leaking out. Yeah.
Against Jay Leno. You know, because all we know about Jay Leno is, well, he's not funny.
Right.
He likes cars. And his wife has a beard.
Mm-hmm.
She used to work at the circus. And she's the bearded lady, Mavis.
Yeah, Mavis has a very thick beard.
Mavis, Buzz, hold on there.
All right,
Buzz. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Better than a titty bar, the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on, nothing's better than a titty bar.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a good show.
Right.
This is the best show that you'll find on this frequency right now. But, boy,
at this moment,
it's no titty bar. That's right. Here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Are you going to be a turducken this year again?
Yeah, would you like that? I mean, if you'd like.
He was selling me the turducken just then. Don was doing a little description on it, man.
Well, you know, I
want one right now.
You get them from New Orleans. Buzz has got me two, maybe 3 years in a row, he's got these for me. And last year, he got it from this place in New Orleans,
right,
which is just the best one we've ever had.
Good. Yeah, that's the one I'm going to stick with.
The one that the deal is the turducken is it's the turkey, it's duck, it's chicken, it's got layers of gumbo and stuff in between.
Right.
And on the other ones that Buzz had sent, while they were plenty tasty, you would cut it, you'd slice it, and all of the junk would fall out.
Oh, right.
And it would just be a big mushy pile. But the one last year was just killer.
The company that makes the one you like has already sent me a gift reminder. We're in business.
Count that. And, you know, as long as we're on the topic, I would appreciate
the Mad Magazine again.
Yes.
You got it. I know what you like.
Those are the gifts that Buzz gets me every year.
Hey, you know, speaking since we're on the subject, I would like magazines this year.
Okay.
I don't have enough magazines to come to my mailbox.
Like a magazine?
What?
Like a subscription?
I will write down like 10 of 10 magazines that I like. A lot of boating magazines, actually. You know, and I'll write them all down.
Boating magazines.
That's what I'd like, really.
Okay.
That's all I require.
Blue Boy,
Swank, Screw,
Screw's
no longer.
Business.
God, that's
we,
a tragedy.
We.
Club.
Letters to Hustler. Anyway, yeah, that's goofy. Buzz gets me a subscription to Mad Magazine. He has for over 5 years now.
Yeah.
And my wife said something to me the other day when the mail came, and she walked in. I'm reading Mad Magazine. She said, "I thought we got that for Bart." And I said, "No, it's mine. It comes to me."
Right.
The thing is, when Bart lived here before he went to college, he would read it first.
Right.
I said, "Now I don't have to share it with anybody.
It's all yours.
I don't have to share it with anybody."
Oh,
and,
jugs.
And I still love the crazy mad fold-in. It's crazy and kooky.
You like Spy versus Spy?
I do.
Yeah.
The lighter side, except the problem with the lighter side is that the pictures are now too big. It's a way of getting less content into the Dave Berg part of. And isn't Dave Berg dead?
I think he passed away.
Yeah, but they got a guy that draws like him.
Do they still put Dave Berg in it?
The guy with the glasses who was always going to the doctor. Yeah. Yeah, Mad Magazine is cool.
That is a neat magazine.
And Pterodactyl is something great to eat.
Man, I want one.
Consider it done.
I want it now.
It sounds good.
All right.
A judge has ruled that a 14-year-old girl who claims she was raped after being on the Maury Povich show. The judges ruled that she can sue Maury and the show.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. This is Maury Povich.
The judge says the girl was still under the show's travel arrangements when she was approached by a man claiming to be Maury's driver. This man supposedly offered to show her the town and then took her to a secluded spot where he allegedly raped her. The Texas girl was in New York for an episode on Out of Control Teens. She says the producers promised the girl's mother that if the girl appeared on the show, they'd provide her with psychological counseling, some time at a teen boot camp, and transportation and hotel expenses.
This is Maury Povich. I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The girl says the producers told her before the taping to look sexy and act provocatively and to talk about her adult male lovers.
He's about the lowest common denominator, right?
I think so now.
Even worse than Jerry, because at least with Jerry, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah, and Maury is just the bottom feeder of bottom feeders.
The thing with Maury is that you'll turn it on sometimes, and he'll go, today a heartwarming story. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it ends up, it's like a guy who just, like, has impregnated 8 fat women. It's like, who's the baby's daddy?
And really, a lot of his shows now are all bleeps. I mean, it's all bleep.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they encourage him to do that and then bleep it out.
Right. And then on Jerry, you know what you're getting with Jerry. Mm-hmm. You're getting yelling and screaming and throwing chairs. And also, Maury's big thing is like, I'm not saying this for shock, but he loves the deformed kids.
Oh, he loves that.
Man, he loves them all day and all night.
Bring them out. I'd like to see your lack of a hand.
Look at this. Here's a young man that Connie and I met a few years ago.
Don in my chair, Don in my chair, Don in my chair. On 11.
See, he's deformed. Everyone knows they're on a 3.
Don in my chair, Don in my chair, on 11.
Thank you, Tom.
And then we met this mentally disturbed man.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio. And now from lawsuits to dress suits. A small...
That one, too.
Hi, Rudy. A small Chinese clothing maker wants to pay Bill Clinton $2 million.
Aren't they all small?
Small company.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Wants to pay Clinton big money, $2 million, to represent its line of suits. The company says its suits match Clinton's personality and character. The company says it wants a guy like Clinton because he has what it describes as worldwide charisma. By the way, the name of this Chinese company translates into...
charisma.
It translates into French-style suit company.
Hey, French-style.
Welcome to our French-style suit company.
What? Are you out?
No.
Are you out? You have a blank card?
It was a blank card in the stack. Absolutely useless.
He's completely floored.
Perhaps that was a moment. Perhaps you put that in your new stack of cards as a moment of
reflection?
Introspection. Right. Reflection. Rob, no, I don't think he's high.
Okay.
Rob does the old, you know, thing all the time. No, he's not high.
How does he do that so well?
Just forgetful.
In sports, Major League Baseball players will face mandatory steroid testing next season. The new policy kicks in automatically.
I don't think we need it.
According to the collective bargaining agreement.
I think they're full of crap.
After more than 5% of random tests from this past season came back positive.
Man, you know, this is really, really out of line. I like playing ball, and I don't put anything in my body.
Listen, let's hear from ESPN Barry Bonds, who has been in a roundabout way accused of being on steroids. Barry Bonds.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night, but I didn't make it.
It sounds kind of effed up.
Yeah.
I don't know the words to it, so I can read it.
Barry?
Move it up, just... No, please forgive us.
There is Barry Bonds.
Finally, she's okay now. Let me stress, she's okay, but doctors had to do surgery on a 3-year-old girl to remove something from her stomach. Unlike the rest of this week's kickers, this thing she ate didn't come from a restaurant. The surgeons in Canada labored to remove something from the toddler's stomach that was about the size of a grapefruit. It was a hairball. The mother says she went public to warn other parents about the disorder that causes children to eat their own hair. And in this case, the hairball also contains string and the fuzz from her stuffed animals.
Oh, dear.
How old was the kid?
3.
Wow.
Came out of that kid checked.
Mm-hmm. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Thank you.
On the Don and Mike Show.
That's Don's message for the weekend for everybody to think about.
I'm no Dr. Spock.
Letterman's funny. Have the girl check.
All right, that's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Let's go, Ravens.
Yeah. Yes, go, Ravens. Have fun, boys.
Robbie and I have a full report on our weekend in Miami on Monday. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Be a dear.
Have that girl check.
And sneak some booze on the plane.
BM.
Eaters.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.